27% said less than five.
Wow.
Oh, man, I can read it on Robin's forehead. Well, it says horror.
Yeah. Well, if that's the definition, then
I'm joking.
Guilty.
3% saying they haven't kissed anyone yet. 30% more than 10. 12% claiming it's 26 or more.
Whoa.
Men were more likely to say 26 or more, by the way.
Yeah.
But when you heard of these numbers, David.
Yeah.
The 5% have only kissed one person.
Y'all expressed shock at all of it. I said, well, some people, you know, don't go whoring around.
But are you saying kissing more than one person would be whoring around?
No, that's dipping your toe into the whore waters, yes.
Okay, so at what number, because there's always a tipping point.
There is.
What number do you go with, hey, that sounds normal, to whore?
In my opinion, anything over 10.
Okay.
Jeez. See, now we got people.
The
sweating.
Two whores and Puritan boy show.
Yeah, sorry.
By the way, I'll tell you something uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What I would tell my daughters about kissing dudes. Okay. All I would say is, hey, is it a huge deal? Well, just know this. All right. That for you, it might just be a little kiss. Okay. Usually things ramp up over time. And it's going to have to be you making decisions. But no, that kiss to you might not be a big deal for the guy. If it's a passionate kiss, let's just, I use different language for the show. I use the word raging.
Yeah.
As far as the dude, just know that's happening. Oh, guys, Dad, I'm being real with you. Just know, man, his heart rate's going to go through the roof, and he's going to be excited, okay? So just know that's going to be happening.
We are really such simple creatures, aren't we?
I was just going to say, man, we're going to have to change the idiom to sweating like Jamie and Scott in the studio.
Jeez. I think it's important to have those conversations with your kids when they're at a certain age. Yes. My goodness. All right. Much more to get to. Got a news update. Oh, we got to set you up for our big Friday 5 today. And into a big weekend. Love it. All coming up right here.
There's more Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins coming up on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by Apple.
The news and sports authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Burlington. The following is a sports presentation of News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. KBUR, your exclusive home for Burlington Greyhounds football. Kickoff is just minutes away. Burlington High School football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Rheinspitz Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Mine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics. First, we go to the field for tonight's pregame show.
Let's go!
I crave the rush of the game.
Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
In Burlington and Keokuk getting ready to do battle in about 34 minutes and 7 seconds. If I were to be absolutely specific, that screeching and scratching you hear is John Flaherty, who just sat down because he serves as the public address announcer for the sophomore game. John, how'd that curtain raiser go?
It was a very good game. Scott, it was 42-0. The Pups Greyhounds victorious. And so, I was very... very impressed with our ability to block and tackle, and so.
Sorry, that's such coach speak. It's football. Requirements include blocking and tackling, and when you say, I was very impressed with our ability to block and tackle, that's like me saying, well, I was very impressed with our ability to field ground balls, catch fly balls, and get hits. Yeah, it's so vanilla, man.
Is that wrong?
No, but it's so vanilla. I expect more out of you. Well, you've been away from the sideline too long.
No. The thing is, it was pretty methodical. I mean, we had some big explosive plays, but it wasn't like it was some crazy, you know, power run game. You know, the guys up front did a tremendous job, and Adrian Perez Hall and John Phillips, man, that's a great backup find as a quarterback. So the thing I liked is that they're gaining depth, and they have a very big group down at the freshman-sophomore level, so we want to continue to work through that. And unfortunately, as always, when you go above 35 points, you get a running clock.
Well, and something to remember, too, you're the straight man. I'm the comedy genius, okay? So I appreciate that you just kind of sit there and let me have my moment.
I want because, you to. I set you up.
Right. I mean, you give me the softballs. You give me vanilla answers when I expect, you know, chocolatey swirl, Neapolitan type of explanations. And, you know, but, hey, every so often that's good.
When they get to be varsity players, we'll do that.
All right.
We say that. If you've ever been to one of my
coaching clinics?
Banquets.
Oh, okay.
We just say, here are the players. We'll talk about them when they've made it all the way through. It's just kind of the reward.
Fair enough.
We'll lavish on them. Right now, very good win. 2-0.
Yep. 2-0, 42-0, your final score on the heels of a 21-6 win a week ago at Washington. You hear Bob Engberg in the background. We would be remiss if we didn't tell you that tonight, as has been the custom for what, this is four now? Opening
yes.
nights,
yes.
The ceremony for the newest inductees onto the Burlington High School Bracewell Wall of Honor. When you come down to Bracewell Stadium and you check out the new signage as of 4 years ago that is adorning Clark Fieldhouse's south side, you see names of people who were not only outstanding Burlington High School football players but went on to represent our community, represent our high school, and their teams that they played on or coached with great honor. And so tonight, the two newest additions, and I think well-deserved on both cases. First is Jim Hoffman. Jim Hoffman, most recently your cross-country coach for both the boys and the girls, just retired prior to this season after having been in that particular seat for probably 25 years. I think he's 83 years old. But if you know Coach Hoff, you know how legendary he is. I was lucky enough to be teammates with his youngest son, Doug. And so I got to know Coach Hoffman when I was a player here back in the late 80s. But Jim Hoffman was the head coach of the Burlington High School football team when I was in middle school. Coached for 16 years, from 1971 until 1986. And somewhere I had broken down what his record was, but I will tell you what it is very quickly as I do a sum. 69, 75, and 1, his all-time record. Now, it may not seem all that impressive, but you have to remember, high school sports is cyclical. And when you coach for 16 years, regardless of what your record is, that's saying something. You can hold on to your job when you lose, when you are a class act like Jim Hoffman, like my friend John Flaherty as well. So 69, 75, and 1 is all-time record in 16 years at the helm of the Burlington High School football program. Your other inductee tonight, Josh Osborne. Josh Osborne, and I should have had this pulled up, but Josh Osborne not only excelled here, but also excelled at Central College, where, if I'm not mistaken, John Flaherty, he finished his career as the all-time leading rusher for the Dutch, correct?
That is. That is absolutely correct. Had a phenomenal career and really was one of the fun highlights of my life for several games Josh's freshman year and Austin Shaver. If people remember, Austin Shaver is the offensive center and linebacker for the Greyhounds. We had a Burlington backfield. We had Austin as the starting fullback. We had Josh as a starting tailback, and my son Jack as a starting quarterback.
That's pretty cool.
So, you know, that says a lot about the kids to go to a program of that esteem. And so as we're looking at the screen, my wife was texting me, and she said, boy, Josh really hates attention. So I'm gonna throw this one out. He was contacted by this committee, and they asked him for his stats. And his reply was, I don't know.
Yeah.
So they had to call the sports information director over at Central, and he had to get the rundown on it. So,
well, in his high school stats, he played varsity-level football in 09 and 10, 20 games, 259 carries, 1,801 yards, scored 18 touchdowns. That's 13 carries for 90 yards per game, and he averaged just short of one touchdown per start. Total yardage, I will tell you, career rushing and receiving yards from scrimmage, he ranks third all-time with 2,288 yards from scrimmage. He had 22 touchdowns overall, which means he had two kick return touchdowns as well. So Josh Osborne, not only a talented tailback, but also was one of your speed demons that you had on the back end on kickoffs.
Best story I can tell you about Josh Osborne is this. His senior year, I see him in the hallway beginning of the day, and he looks bad. We're playing Davenport Assumption, and he is barely walking. And he's like, Coach, I don't think I can play tonight. I just, you know, took him down to the clinic. Had 100+ fever. So we said, can you stay or do you need to go? He goes, I'll try one more class. So he made two classes. Then he went home, and then he decided to make a try fifth and sixth hour. So he came back and he tried fifth and sixth period, made those classes, and goes, Coach, I just can't. I got to go home. I said, we'll figure it out. We'll get done. So he goes home. And so we're on the sidelines warming up, and we're in the first quarter. And if you remember Dr. Vince Tager, he taps me on the shoulder and goes, I got a call from Josh Osborne. He wants to know if he can play. He's feeling a little better right now. So Tom Pleen was our athletic activities director at the time. I go, can he play? He's been to four classes, and the rule in the district was you got to be to half of your classes. And we had six classes, so he made it. They go, well, yeah. So the middle of the beginning of the third quarter, it's like Willis Reed coming out of the garden. he drove. Yeah. Tom Pleen met him at the high school, got dressed at the high school, drove him in the car, and he's walking down, getting his shoulder pads on, and he's tying stuff up. And he goes on to have two interceptions, 100+ yards in a rushing game, and had like six or seven solo tackles playing outside linebacker. And we ended up coming back winning the game. And so it was just, and like, Josh, that's amazing. And he just goes, yeah, can I go home now? I mean, that's the level that you get from Josh. But once the game is on, he's all business and he's going to play. So congratulations to both of mine. Enjoy.
You betcha. Ozzy and Jim Hoffman. Yeah, and the only thing I could do, you know, I'm a jokester. Like I said, of course, I saw Doug standing down there with his brother Mark and Coach Hoffman. And the only thing I noticed was Doug's gray hair. And, of course, he's 2 years older than me. He'll always be older than me. So I took a screenshot of the monitor right in front. I said, dude, that's a lot of gray. You're old.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not.
I'm not. No, I don't age. I don't age. No. Look at me. I'm a baby face. My daughter called me a baby face today.
I'm not sure that's the...
I'm going to go with it. I'm going with it. So enough of us. We always like to give you an opportunity to also hear from the actual coach of the program. John and I could spend the next 25 minutes. I say this every week. We could honestly take the next 25 minutes. No commercials, no nothing. Just shooting the stuff. But that's not how this works. So I talked to Coach Krekel last night. Anywhere from 10 to 12 minutes. I never did get the actual rundown of what it was, but we talked about last week's game, the 21-14 loss at Washington, and also previewed what's going to go on tonight. So on the other side of this commercial break to pay some bills on the Queso's Mexican Brawn Grill pregame show, it'll be me and Coach Krekel. When we come back, we'll bring you the history of the series, brought to you by the Des Moines County Historical Society, as well as tonight's Colors of the Game, sponsored by Diamond Vogel Paints. All that and the National Anthem, sponsored by Reinschmitz Flooring America, coming up in minutes here on KBUR.
Week 2 is upon us, and the beautiful confines of Bracewell Stadium await tonight's kickoff between Keokuk and Burlington. And, of course, as always on the pregame show, joined by head coach Jim Krekel. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
I had a total mind blank right there. Didn't even know what to say. I just kind of looked at you. I was,
good to be
I,
here.
I fell into your eyes, you
good
know, for just
alive.
A minute.
It
it's is.
Good to be alive. I'm here. That's always good.
It is. So let's rehash a little bit as we always do, and then we'll talk about this week. Tough loss last week, 21-14. We talked about it a little bit before the interview that really it kind of hinged on a couple of plays. The one that stood out to me was you're up 6-0. You're driving for that second consecutive score after holding them to a 3-and-out, and then you fumble it inside the 30, and everything just seemed to change right there.
Yeah, that was not good on our part. It's a play that we practice a lot, and that ended up being the same play we converted a 2-point conversion on later in the game. So, I mean, you would ask these kids, and they would tell you they practice that plenty enough times that probably shouldn't have happened. Okay, and that's our quarterback and our, you know, returning All-State center, and didn't make the exchange. And I was over there kind of dumbfounded, truthfully, when I watched it happen. And I saw Noah trying to dive for the ball, and then, of course, we didn't get it. I'm like, oh, dear Lord. But, you know, it's stuff like that can happen, and that certainly was a big point in the game at that point, because I'm almost confident that we're probably going up 2 scores. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, and we can always say, you know, if this happens, then that. It's all hypothesis, obviously. But then another play we talked about, too. You're down 21-14. You force them to punt. High snap goes over the punter's head. He tracks it down and then finds some way to rugby-style it out to midfield. And you, like you said, you had 3 minutes left. You're thinking you have plenty of time, but it would have been much better to have plenty of time on about the 15.
Yeah, and, you know, the cool part going even before that play is here we got our senior backup quarterback, Nolan Simpson, who just took the team, you know, under his wing when Gabe went out. And we were down, you know, it was 21-6. And Nolan was able to get us going on that. We were moving the ball well. And then even on that fourth down play, you know, through a nice back corner route to Alex Fawcett, you know, knew that he got a tall receiver and just get it up to give him a chance. And we scored on that. But, yeah, to have that. And then to stuff them after that and to come down and then that punt. I mean, what a great play on the part of their punter, Patterson. He not only did he elude us, you know, we could have pinned him down around the 10-yard line, but I thought for sure even when he was going to kick it, it was going to be some wobbly kick just trying to get it off, and he launched one out to midfield, and that's just kind of where we ended up installed, and that was it from there. But a huge, huge play in the game. I mean, the teams were pretty even. We knew it was going to be a tough game. I mean, 2 years ago, we got beat 69-0 with that same program, only to beat them, you know, last year. And So we talked about, you know, these kids, this is a good, proud program up there. They're gonna be ready to play football. And it was a fun game to watch, really. I mean, I suppose for spectators, kind of went back and forth. And both teams moved the ball and played good defense at times. And that's the way it goes. You know, we came out on the losing end, but that's why we turn a page in this program. Every game's a Super Bowl, because I tell them it's just not basketball, soccer, baseball. You're not going to see these guys again. It's non-district. They're in another class. I said, this is your one chance, and it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of our games are like that. Sure, we could maybe see some in our own district down the road, you know, in a playoff game. But, you know, we play a ton. Well, that's a class bigger than us. Never going to see them again, mm-hmm. no matter what happens. So, you know, we just play every week like, you know, with 0-0, and let's see what happens. Let them judge us when the night's over, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to judge ourselves.
Let's talk about those two quarterbacks. We'll start first with the kid who exited, Gabe Robinson. You know, and I told you, this is why you don't hypothesize on the air. This is why when you're on the opposite sideline, you don't try and predict what's happening. But based upon what I saw last week, I was convinced Gabe was done for a month because of the way he was wobbling. And then I see him today. Of course, he and I have a relationship from baseball season. I ask him how he's doing. He goes, I feel great. He said, when my legs gave out, it was because I had been sitting so long. Yeah. It truly wasn't a concussion. No matter what it looked like, it was more of a neck injury,
right.
A pinched nerve in your description. And so it wasn't anything helmet to helmet per se. Yeah. It was just he got banged up a little bit and had trouble moving.
Yeah, he's had a good week of practice. I mean, he was able to move around actually on Tuesday with us. You know, all of us were in pads, but he was just in his shorts and his shoulder pads. And we were able to do a few things with him that were just light activity for us. But it made him feel better to be back out there. That was more, you know, for me, it was psychological, too, getting going. And and then on Wednesday, he checked out everything good on that Tuesday and Wednesday. And Kyle come over and said, no, he's ready to go. So he had full practice in his pads on Wednesday and tonight and looked great and no problems. So it's good to have him back. And of course, you know, we're always repping Nolan Simpson anyway, and who came up big for us in the game when we needed him. And so he took a lot of reps again this week at quarterback. So, you know, that's just what we do. I mean, everybody's got to step up for everybody. So,
you know, I will say, Gabe also told me, he said, yeah, they said I tested better than when I didn't have any injuries. So, hey, who knows? Maybe you knock some sense into him. Maybe that's what happened. You know, let's talk about Keokuk a little bit. In the first place I want to start is, you know, Keokuk has a bit of a, I won't say reputation, but these games get chippy. Burlington-Keokuk, it's a rivalry, regardless of sport. Put some pads and a helmet on kids, and, of course, we all get brave when we get tougher.
Yeah.
Our program has had a bit of an issue with personal fouls, dating back a couple of years, hurt us last week on a couple of situations. So how do you combat that with your guys to say, look, don't get baited. Don't say that one extra sentence. Don't get caught as a second guy in. How do you combat that? Because, you know, they're just looking for an opportunity to put you back 15 yards.
Yeah, well, I should have just had you come down and say all those things, because that's what I had to say. And that's really about all you can do. You address it. You talk about it. You talk about, you know, what led to that, and, you know, you don't want to be the second responder, who usually is always the person that gets caught. And it is a big rivalry game, all these. That's why, you know, being in the Southeast Conference, even with our other sports, it's fun. I mean, the communities are close by to each other, so there's always a long history of stuff from the past when they're all in a conference together. And so you just embrace that. I mean, it's fun to play these teams that are around us, you know, to try to have bragging rights. And you do get fired up. I mean, our kids are fired up for that game tomorrow night out down here at home. So there's nothing like being at Bracewell. And that's just, I guess, part of the rivalry that you have to embrace. And you do your best as a coach to address it. It's been addressed. But as you know, as a coach yourself, that sometimes it's this causes this to cause this. And you're looking at yourself again thinking, oh, my. So hopefully we just do our best, and hopefully let the pads do the talking and get to a point where that just isn't a factor.
So how important is a quick start? Of course, last week you score on the opening drive. As you look back at these four games since the rivalry was renewed, it took a 40-year hiatus. Been playing, this will be the fifth meeting since 2018. Average of 24 points, yeah. Winning to loser.
Yeah.
So tell me how important a quick start is for you guys tonight, trying to make sure you come out on the good end of that plus 24.
Yeah. I think, number one, there wouldn't be any coach in the world that wouldn't tell you they wouldn't like a good start. And we're not any different.
I know I set you up for softballs every now and then. Just roll with it.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, getting out to a good start is important. It's always good for confidence and stuff like that. And I think that is a factor for us. I think it's something we always look forward to. I have told them ever since day one I've took over this program, when there's a coin toss and we win it, we want the ball. Don't ask me. Which is a way of just saying they already know what to call. I mean, you know, otherwise, you know, we get it. But that's always been our attitude. We want to be the first ones with the ball and set the tone. So, but, you know, it's like anything else. If that doesn't happen, we also always, our other big thing we pride ourselves on is rolling to the next play. You know, going to the next play and just if something happens, okay, it happens. What about us? There's still a lot of game left. There's a lot of plays left. And we talk about that a lot in this program. We try not to get wrapped up into anything too good or too bad. And truthfully, you know, even when we're on a high note, it's fun to celebrate it. But I always tell them, even as much as we can have fun celebrating that moment, we got to move on to the next play. You can't sit there and dwell on your touchdown, kicking the ball off or playing the first snap of defense, still thinking about a touchdown you scored. So, you know, that's just the way it is there.
Any injury updates outside of Gabe last week? It looks like you got out pretty unscathed. Some cramping, but that's to be expected.
Yeah. It's going to be hot, but the good news is we're down here practicing all week where it's hot, and we embrace the hot. We embrace the sweat, the heat down here on the turf. So we're ready for all that. We know how to – we're comfortable down here with those conditions. So I don't think that'll ever be something that's a big factor. And we talked to our kids about hydrating, you know, all week long, doing stuff. So, you know, we're ready to go with that.
Well, whoever you send up tonight after the game, we'll talk about victory number one, Vegrami.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Love to see the Vegrami bell making some noise.
Head coach Jim Kreckel as the countdown to kickoff continues. Chiefs, Greyhounds coming up in just a few minutes on KBR and KBR.com.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2023. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington, in Southeast Iowa.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Welcome back into the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. We're about 11 minutes away from kickoff. The band is coming on the field for the first time at home here in 2022, so the anthem is right around the corner, but we do have time to get to a couple of things. First and foremost, the Zeiser's landscaping game conditions. Clear skies tonight, except for some of those puffy cotton, candy cotton ball type of clouds off to the east. Game time temperature, 82 degrees. Your humidity, which is going to be an important factor tonight, 63%. It is muggy, and it's pretty stagnant down here in Bracewell Stadium. The tree leaves are not moving at all, but it does say 9 mile an hour out of the south. Tonight's Des Moines County Historical Society history of the series. The Des Moines County Historical Society, fun activities and events for the entire family. Check out their future events on their Facebook page. These teams last met last year, this same week, week two, BHS 41, Keokuk 14. So Burlington has won one in a row, if you will. Burlington overall leads the series 57-15 with five ties. Here at Bracewell Stadium, the Greyhounds all over the Chiefs, 31-4 with two ties. On Friday nights, Burlington leads the series 43-8 with a tie on week two. And it's been these last 4 years since the series was resumed in 2018. This is the fifth consecutive year they've met in week two. The series is tied at two games apiece. Here at Burlington, however, in 2018, when the series resumed, the Greyhounds won the only matchup here at Bracewell until tonight by the score of 31-6. These two teams first met way back on November 22nd of 1902. Keokuk devoured the Greyhounds by the score of 52-0. Burlington, as I said, won last year's meeting 2-2. Also, like I said, since the series resumed, the series did take a 40-year hiatus, having not met between 1979 and 2017. Since then, as I said, both teams have won twice. The last Keokuk win was 2 years ago on September 11th of 20. Keokuk defeated the Greyhounds by the score of 20-3 down in Keokuk. And all time, the Greyhounds outscore Keokuk by the score of 21-10.
So some miscellaneous things that work in our favor tonight, Scott. We are still 317, 214, and 16 at home. On Fridays, we are 39, 333, and 14. And on week two, when we're at home, we are 31 and 24. So that's some pretty good news for us as we move into the second week of football.
History is a bit against us, however, in that the last time we played on September 2nd here at Bracewell Stadium in 2005, the Davenport Assumption Knights, as they were prone to do, took care of business against the Greyhounds by the score of 37-0.
We are interrupted by the son of Hall of Fame or Wall of Fame.
I was hoping old Dougie would never find his way up here.
Hoffman.
But Doug Hoffman, my former teammate at BHS on the baseball team, came up. You must have, go ahead and put him off for a minute, Doug. You must have gotten my text.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Congratulations to your dad. What an honor.
Better than I am in the game.
I know. Well, you know, you started halfway gray because you're blonde. You know,
that's true.
Congratulations to your dad and your family for his honor tonight.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's incredible. Yeah. You know, and it actually crossed my mind. I wondered if your dad was going to be up for this at some point. Sure enough, it was tonight 16 years, 69-75-1 was his record. Not that he probably knows that. But
I wondered if you had some stats.
Do I have the stats? Yeah. To be a head coach of anything for 16 years is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, then just to be a coach at the high school for as long as he has, that's
absolutely
pretty special, too.
Just stepped away last year. How long did he coach cross country?
Oh, boy. Well, up until last year, so.
100 years?
Yeah, seems like it. Probably 20, at least 20, 25.
And how old is he?
88.
Well, I said 83.
37?
83, holy cow. 88 years old, still going strong. I hope I look as young as he does at his age, man. Well, thanks for coming up. We getting ready to do the
jeans. His jeans are not.
You do. Trust me, you do.
Thanks for getting me on here. And
you bet. Thanks for coming up to harass me after
you're welcome.
You know, poked fun at you.
I'm done.
I look forward to it.
There'll be more harassment.
Hey, we got to step away. It's time for the Ryan Schmitz Flooring American National Anthem, played by the Burlington High School Band.
Thank you.
Marching band and sponsored by Ryan Schmitz Flooring America. For all of your flooring needs, it's where friends send friends. All I know is we got to work on our security up here. If just some rando can come up and harass us in the booth, I'm going to talk to Coach Huff.
I'm going
to
say he's not a rando.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Coach Huff about that.
There are cubicles in this press box that are named in his honor.
I still feel accosted. Well, hey, we have to step away, John. I hate to cut you off, but if we're going to get to the other cool stuff here on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, we got to step away. So when we come back, that'll do it for the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out. There's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill right here in Burlington. When we come back, it'll be time for kickoff. Chiefs, Greyhounds, coming up in just a few minutes right here on KBUR and KBUR.com.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are
When you come out of this,
sports,
Chris,
proud of the athletes,
play my intro.
And the drive to compete.
We're at 4 minutes, so try and time that. I think my intro is, 2.5 minutes?
Dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come.
Yeah.
We'll be rooting for you.
So don't wait too long, because we're at 3:50.
Community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt
Avenue
in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff.
Contractors,
do-it-yourselfers can help you every step of the
school
way.
Banner.
Doors,
nice
roofing,
there.
Siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design, no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom.
Right. 320.
Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season.
I thought you said it was going to play.
Enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers.
3 minutes.
Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
2:45.
A missed opportunity. If you ask any of the 2022 Burlington Greyhounds,
I even texted him the music I wanted.
Oh, well. They would probably tell you.
I know it was. I'm talking about Steve. I gave him a different song
at Case Field,
but that's all right.
In a sport where almost doesn't matter, the Greyhounds almost were able to build
on. No, I get it. We're good.
2021 to start 2022 with a mark in the win column, but it wasn't to be. As turnovers at inopportune times and ill-timed penalties.
Well, I did not include the song I wanted in the email. I texted it to him.
It's all right. 14 no worries. Loss to the Demons. Yes, Burlington dominated the first 10
Marty
minutes
Bowen,
of the game.
So it's a local crew.
Driving 75 yards on its first drive and then forcing a 3-and-out defensively. Further, the offense seemed on the way to scoring again on its second drive to take a 2-score lead before the opening 12 minutes was over. But a fumble inside the Demons' 30-yard line stopped not only the march, but also seemingly any Greyhounds' momentum. Washington scored on its ensuing possession and ultimately scored twice more before Burlington would find the end zone again, and a march toward victory suddenly became a slow drive home as losers of their season opener. But, as is so great about sports, there is always another opportunity. And for the Greyhounds, the next opportunity is tonight, in their home opener against Keokuk. The Chiefs come in looking for their first win as well, falling to Fort Madison 22-13 last week in Keokuk. Now, what could have been a chance to move to 2-0 becomes a very important game in the quest to write the direction of the 2022 season. It won't be easy, as the last four games of this series, since its renewal in 2018, have been decided by an average of 24 points. So there is at least a reasonable opportunity that one of these two teams falls to 0-2, and in a big way. For Burlington to have any chance to replicate last season, it must come out on the winning end of that ledger. The mark of a team is its ability to bounce back and continue to fight in the face of adversity. The 2021 squad had that quality, as have other successful Greyhound teams. Now comes the first chance for the 2022 team to show what it's made of. Bracewell Stadium will be rocking and will provide a ton of energy. The Hounds will have to do the rest. Someone will get their first win tonight. Will it be the Chiefs or the Greyhounds? We find out next.
It's time. The teams are ready. Our team is ready. Burlington Greyhounds
football is on. Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you're
back here at Bracewell Stadium at Marilyn Miller Family Field.
Bracewell Stadium, we are about ready to kick things up. Sorry we had to cut off that commercial. We'll get to Mershman's, but we were going to miss the kickoff if we went through that. So getting ready to tee it up and kick it away is Cooper Abfalter Dial. And back deep for the Greyhounds are Caden Schizel and Dimitri Donald. So we're about ready to get week two underway. John Flaherty to my left, all you listeners to my right, left, front, and back. And we are underway here in week two of the high school football season. It's going to be a squibber taken by one of the up men at the 37, and we think he fell on top of it. Not sure.
Cody Whitaker.
Cody Whitaker falls on top of it, so no return on it, but the Greyhounds will start their first drive of the night at their own 38.
Nobody wants to kick deep anymore, Scott. We want to just squib around and have a little scrum. I want to see a big kickoff.
Well, they must have thought we still have Bryant Williams back there.
Well, we have
or reasonable facsimile.
We have some good speed in Chisel, and I thought Dimitri Donald showed some very good life in that backfield last week.
So Gabe Robinson, who I fully expected to be out for about 10 days, back in at quarterback tonight after getting injured last week in the third quarter. Hands off to Chisel on the first play of the game, and he's got one on a dive off the left side up to the 39. Honestly, Flair, I thought that kid was going to be done for at least 2 weeks. But I talked to him. He said it wasn't a head injury. This is why you never hypothesize or speculate. It was just a neck stinger as much as anything.
Yep, and so it is good. He worked himself out, and he is set to go, was cleared early on the week. So good news for the Greyhounds.
Give Schizel two on the last drive, so second and a long eight. Here is Robinson on a keeper off the left side. He's got two more. Maybe three, depending on the spot. He's got at least the 42.
Yeah.
They will give him the 42, so give him two on the carry. It'll be third down and six.
Just a nice read by Gabe here as he's coming off tackle in the veer. Jacob Mott on the stop for the Chiefs. And it's good. Gabe does not look like he's a little afraid or tentative to get in there and mix it up. So that's pretty good.
He went so far as to tell me last night he guarantees, a la Joe Namath, seven rushing touchdowns tonight. Don't know if he meant for the team or for him. Robinson rolls on third down. He's going to get the corner. He's going to get the first down. Run out of bounds on the far side right at the 48-yard line, but that's what he had to get to. That's a gain of six and a chain mover for the Greyhounds.
And a great job by Owen Baker not to block right there. I mean, I know you don't usually hear that from us, but he did a very nice job. And as if you're watching at home on YouTube, they got the wrong replay. But Owen had an opportunity to make some contact, but he kept his hands off, and I think that was just enough to get him a first down.
And there was a flag on the play on the near side, but it was on Keokuk. So it will be declined unless it was a post-play foul.
It looks like it was.
So they're going to get him. Oh, that's a so
a defensive
on defense,
chop block.
What's that?
So what's new this year in Iowa High School Athletic Association rules is, as you see an offensive lineman or running back coming at you, what we used to teach is you get yourself low and you make them, in essence,
jump
chop
over
block them. And so they are disallowing that now on the edge.
15-yard penalty takes it to the Chief 37 as the Greyhounds enter Keokuk territory. Here's a quick hitter, Nolan Simpson. He's got six to the 31. So what has always been called on the offense can now be called on the defense, but it doesn't. It's not a high-low type situation. It can be a one-on-one play.
No, and the chop block on defense has been used quite a bit, especially from the defensive backside when you have a guard coming at you. Your job is to kind of curl up like a little crab in your shell and just hope that he rolls over the top of you to force the play inside.
Second and a long fours. The ball sits between the 31 and 32 of Keokuk. High formation again, quick hitter to the fullback, Simpson, right up the gut. He's inside the 20, dives down to the 15. That's going to be a pickup of 16 yards as the Greyhounds enter the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone for the first time tonight.
You know, Scott, we talk about that you see the biggest improvement from week one to week two, and you're seeing it on the left side of the line for the Greyhounds. Trent Hoffman, nice trap block here to allow Nolan to get the yards for the first down.
By the way, seeing him check in reminds me, Alex Fawcett, you first and 10 from the 15. Fake to Simpson, or not Simpson. Yeah, two Simpson, yeah. Kept by Gage. My mind went blank there for a second. I was thinking Simpson's not
his. Still stuck on telling me.
That's a gain of 12 for Gabe Robinson on the keeper. And the Greyhounds are now in the super red zone. First down and goal from the three. Yeah, as Fonzie would say, last week when you thought it went to Fawcett, and I was bound and determined to tell you the touchdown pass from Simpson went to Owen Baker, you were You were
I remember that.
Does anybody know who Fonzie is anymore?
I do.
First and goal from the three. Single setback. Handoff is Shizzle into the end zone. You heard it. Touchdown, Greyhounds, and it's 6-0.
I got to tell you, Scott, up front, when you're dealing with an all-stater like Julian Perez Hall, and then you've just got a tough, tough worker in Trent Hoffman, and they get into this big situation with Phil Phillips and Xavion, and they bring Shulka over. It is, when you're looking for short yard gains, this is the play to go to.
So Caden Shizzle with a 3-yard touchdown run, his first of the season. And in to try the extra point is Christian Snyder. Snap is low, but the spot is down as Snyder splits the uprights.
Man.
So with 9:02 remaining in quarter number one, the Greyhounds score on their first possession just like last week. We'll see what Keokuk does in response on the other side of this. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
That was much.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors.
The commitment so I put that on the backside of yours, too.
Pilot Grove name
what?
Will give you the
this
needed
grid,
to
if you want to keep track.
As your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson,
like,
and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're
Major
Pilot
League,
Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just drinking up.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing
the
buffet
to
America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Brennan Winkie has it on a tee, ready to get us back underway. Back deep for Keokuk, Emerson Glasgow, and Diego Garcia awaiting the kick. The approach, and it's going to be a short one, going to be taken at the 30 off the hands of one of the up men and falling on it. I think that's number 63. It is up back, Kevin Joy. Tried to catch it above his head, went through his hands, hit the surface, but he was able to fall on it at the 26.
A definite no-no. Let the ball fall into your hands. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for your Diamond Vogel colors of the game. First of all, for our visitors, the Keokuk Chiefs, they have a white jersey with no shoulder stripes. They have purple with black outline number colors. Their pants are black, and they have stripes with like a twisted yoke around the thigh. Their helmets are black, they have no stripes, and their face masks are black, and they have a letter K on the side of their helmet.
With a feather behind it, and then TV numbers on the left side of their helmet.
So
one of those unbalanced helmet situations.
So it gives you the look of Holy Cross University in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Ben
We're
going
to go way out there.
Ben Vogel, if you're listening, listen to that. We need a college or a university in this area to sponsor the collegiate comp matchup next year.
And
we'll note to self, put it in.
And we'll get that home version here after this play.
Illegal procedure on Keokuk before even their first play is snapped, so it's first and 15. Getting the snap is Lucas Swaney, the quarterback. The lefty will throw in the flat to the left side to one of his wide receivers. That's Diego Garcia. And Garcia hit after a gain of one up to the 22. So a simple one-yard gain for the Chiefs.
And there's Trent Hoffman again on that tackle. So here we go. Your Greyhounds are in their traditional black jerseys that are entirely purple on the shoulder. They have a black outlined number color in white, and they have black pants with bold purple stripes. They have a helmet that is deep purple. They have no stripes on their helmet. Their face mask is black, and they have the new Speedhound on their helmet. We give you, ladies and gentlemen, TCU one more time. It's never going to change. So we need you to know that.
So it'll be second down and 14 from the 22-yard line for Keokuk on their second offensive play of the game. Sweeney barking out signals. Now another flag going to be thrown, and we'll see that it's going to be another legal procedure called on Keokuk, so that'll take him back to the 17 and bring up a second down now and 19 to go. Not an auspicious beginning for the Keokuk Chiefs offense.
No, what's happening is Brent Ford, the far right receiver, is not getting the cadence correctly, and he's just flinching a little bit. You can't see it on screen, and that's why that is being called.
Sweeney gets the snap in the shotgun, looking right, throws right, has a man, and he overthrows his receiver. And on the coverage for the Greyhounds was
number five,
Derek Watson, who may have gotten away with a couple of hands in the lower back of Emerson Glasgow, but no call. Falls incomplete. It'll be third down and, what is it, 8:19 to go.
And as you know, that Derek leads the Greyhounds in interceptions this year, early in the season, but with one. So we'll take whatever stats we can get here tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
So third down and 19. Keokuk, one of those new offenses, or maybe common offenses anymore, where they don't go huddle. They just get the play at the line of scrimmage. Here's a completed pass on a wide receiver screen to Brenton Horde, I should say. But not much doing, if anything. He gets up to the, we'll call it the 20-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about three. And so Keokuk will have to kick it away.
You know, Scott, one of the things that we didn't get a chance to mention at the pregame is, as we look at these rosters and we look at these teams, the one advantage that Burlington has over the Chiefs tonight is that they have more cards to play in their deck. Keokuk plays their starting 22 pretty much 90% of the time.
Derek Watson back deep to field the punt, takes it at his own 42, goes off his hands, hits his knees, bounces away from him, and I think Keokuk's going to come up with the football. I'll tell you for sure in just a second. Four white shirts and Derek Watson there, and no, Watson somehow came up with it. So credit Derek Watson not for having it go through his hands, but rather having the presence of mind to fall on the football despite eight white feet coming at him.
Yeah, and you know what, Scott? I'm going to give him credit because he's done something that we don't do very much within the program. Catch the ball in the air. So
maybe
here we
that's
are.
Why we don't catch the ball in the air.
Well, Derek, you know, again, as a younger player, he's got to learn to get his elbows in, funnel the ball down into his number. But here we go. This would have hit and would have rolled to the 25.
I need to correct myself. Not white feet. Everybody's wearing black shoes except for the middle linebacker. What I meant was white jerseyed feet. Gabe Robinson back to pass on first down, deep down the left side. He's got a man. That's Fawcett at the 35, inside the 35. That's going to be a gain of about 16 plus 7. That's 23 yards. Make it 24 yards to Alex Fawcett to the Keokuk 33-yard line.
Air Kruckel has debuted. Here we go. Nice little play action pass. Alex, nice job of coming back to the ball and continuing to get some yards after the catch.
So a 23-yard pickup officially. First down and 10 for the Greyhounds from the Keokuk Chief. 33-yard line. Eye formation set, tight eye. Give on a counter play to the second man through that Shizzle. Shizzle able to work his way down inside the 25 to the 24. About a yard short of the first down. That's a gain of 9. It'll be second and short.
I'm telling you, I'm going to just call him out right now. Perez Hall, Shulka, Short, Huffman, Baker, Phillips, Fawcett. Guys are not getting touched until they're at the second level right now, and that spells a lot of problems for the Keokuk Chiefs.
Playbook is open on second and one. Here's a fake to Simpson. Keeper by Robinson around the left side, trying to get the corner. Can't do it. Thinks better of being a hero and runs out of bounds at the 21. That's a gain of four and enough to move the chains.
I think he remembers last week. You know what? I don't need to take all of these extra hits. I'll just go ahead and live to call a snap, another down.
Cody Whitaker in a tailback right now. Here comes Phil Phillips for the Greyhounds. He'll replace Fawcett.
Noah Nixon also entering the lineup for the Greyhounds.
So chances are it'll be Simpson as your fullback. Whitaker as your tailback. Nixon will be your tight end to the left side. Phillips your wing back to the right. Robinson under center gives it to Simpson right up the gut. He's inside the 20, 15, cuts back across the field to the near side, and he's going to be stopped at around the 9, a gain of 12 as the Greyhounds enter for the second time of the night the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage Red Zone. It'll be first and goal from the 9.
Aiden Deere, the defensive end for the Chiefs on the tackle. Scott, are you getting a sense as you're looking at these Keokuk Chiefs that already their body language is kind of telling you that this looks to be a long night?
Well, Ian, my son, was looking at their roster earlier. He said, Dad, they got a lot of freshmen and sophomores
right.
on this varsity squad.
Right.
So if you can get out to a quick start as we have, you might be able to put them down a little bit. Here's Simpson, able to spin his way through a couple of arm tackles and able to worm his way down to the 3. That's a gain of 6. It'll be second and goal with 9 feet to go for Pater.
Julian Perez-Hall, slow to get up for the Greyhounds, but remains in the game. Scott, we could be working on touchdown run number 2 here quickly in the first quarter.
Second down and goal for the Greyhounds, who, like last week, have been dominant these first two offensive drives. Difference is last week, a fumble on the second drive at Washington. Here's Robinson, quick hitter. Diving into the end zone is Nolan Simpson. You heard the big boom. Touchdown, Greyhounds. Simpson from 3 yards out, and it's 13-0.
The side judges really weren't sure what to do. The ball seemed to have come loose at the end. Great dive by Simpson. And I just think they had to take a minute just to kind of think about it. So
Brennan Winkie going to try the second extra point of the night. So he'll spot it up at the 10. Gabe Robinson on the hold. Snap is good. Spot is good. Kick is good. 5:12 remaining. Quarter number 1. Burlington now on top 14-0. Keokuk to get it for the second time when we come back. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. No appointments, just answers. Orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. 8 to 9 a.m. every week during the fall sports season.
Nice drive for the Greyhounds to go up 14-0. One of the big plays was the 23-yard completion from Robinson to Alex Fawcett, and it's 14-0. Snyder with the approach and going to be taken at about the 18-yard line by Diego Garcia, reversing course all the way across the field to the far side and able to work his way up across the 25 to about the 28 or so. We'll call it a return of about 10 yards, and that's where the Chiefs will start their second drive of the night, but now trailing by a pair of scores.
You know, I got to give Christian and Mr. Winky, I forget his first name all the time.
Brennan.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the
smorgasbord. They've done a nice job at working through some of the small things that they need to do. They're a lot smoother in their approach on a PAT.
Strong legs, too. Able to kick it down inside the 15-yard line. So first down and 10, Chiefs from their own 28. Here's a give to Malachi Douglas on their first carry of the night. And he's up across the 30 to the 32, a four-yard gain on first down.
Yeah, nice job. What I'm seeing right now, and we had tackle on a play by number 44 for the Greyhounds, excuse me, that is Deshaun Kennard. I like the fact that Coach Webb has our linebackers back playing some just base read defense. Last week I thought we were stunning just a little too much. And here we go.
Another pitch, this time trying to get the right side. Get around the corner, turning upfield is Douglas once again up to the 38-yard line. A gain of 6, and depending on the mark, will they give him the chains? Yes, they will. So first down, Keokuk on a chain mover, 10 yards on the first two carries of this drive for Malachi Douglas.
Derek Duncan on the stop here for the Greyhounds as he's kind of running the show in that Mike linebacker position right now. Why Nolan gets a little bit of a breather.
Two right, two left for Keokuk with Douglas to the left of Swaney in the shotgun. Swaney going to throw right side, lofts it deep down the right sideline. No No good on the pass and catch. Drew Campbell, the intended receiver. Coverage on the play for the Greyhounds by Keshawn Wilden and Derek Watson. It'll be second and 10.
Nope. Scott, I'm going to hate to correct you one more time. No, you're right.
Yeah.
And Keyshawn had a wonderful first game.
I was
I've forgotten already.
I was
Head injuries. They got a lot of concussions as a player. I can't remember stuff.
I don't know why I thought of that. I just remember Fonzie could never say someone else was right.
Well, I know you still watch the reruns.
I do not. Trips to the left side on second and 10. Sweeney's going to throw that way on a little screen pass and catch and run near the first down for Dakota Phelan. Phelan able to get up across the 45 to the 46, a gain of 8. So third down and a manageable 2.
Push out of bounds on the play there by Aiden Pfeiffer. And, again, this is the type of offense. It'll just be nitpicking little nickel and dime passes and playing out in space. And can we stay true to ourselves in our coverage and tackling?
Sweeney going to keep it after faking the pitch to Douglas. He's got a first down near midfield. Let's give him 4. And so that will move the chains again. It'll be first down Keokuk at midfield.
Trent Hoffman with the stop for the Greyhounds there as they move the chains. Ball sits at midfield. Again, you know, they may move the ball here, but again, it's not put yourself in a situation where you cause your own mistakes right now. This is a crucial point in the game for us.
Sweeney gives it to Douglas. No, he keeps it. Fooled the camera operator. No gain. Able to get back to the line of scrimmage and nothing more as 4 black shirts were able to bring him down.
Here we go. Trent Hoffman again. You're going to hear that name a lot. Noah Nixon on the tackle. And then Nolan Simpson on the cleanup. See Julian Perez Hall in there, too, getting some reps.
Now a timeout going to be called on the field for an injury for Keokuk. We'll get you that number in just a second. Let's step away for 30 seconds. When we come back, we'll tell you who was injured and set up second down and 10. 14-0 Greyhounds with just over 3 minutes remaining first quarter. Back in a half minute on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Back here at Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field, Bracewell Stadium, and that was Lucas Sweeney who had to be helped off the field. It looked as he walked to be a crampish type of injury, although, again, after last week, I don't want to speculate.
No, but, you know, I'm sure that both these teams have been told to take in fluids through the week. You can't just do it on Thursday night and Friday morning thinking that you're going to get through. You've got to plus yourself through the entire time.
Brenton Horde playing the role of Nolan Simpson for this week. Keokuk seeing the quarterback go down. Trips to the right side. Horde going to throw it on second and 10. He's got a man on a screen pass right side trying to get the corner before being run out of bounds as Chase Eklund. No gain on that play. So it'll be third down and 10.
Keyshawn Wilden again with the push out over there. Nice leverage by Caden Schizel. And, of course, great pursuit coming inside out for the Greyhounds.
So no gain on the play. Making a catch, Chase Eklund. Third down and 10 upcoming for Keokuk at midfield. Ball resting just inside midfield, but not enough to give him a yard on that. So now trips to the left. Left being the wide side of the field. Horde going to roll left, rolling left. Throws across his body with the right arm. Has a man at the sticks. In fact, inside the 40 to 39. And that's a nice catch, a diving catch by Diego Garcia, and enough to move the chains and another Keokuk first down.
Great high school football play. Nice job by Caden Schizel keeping contained. Owen Baker trying to do all that he can to disrupt the ball, but that pass is right on the money and a catch in bounds.
It's a nice pitch and catch. Sets up a first down and 10 at the Greyhound 39. High snap, pull down, give to Douglas. Douglas has running room down to the 30. Just found some space off the right side between center and guard. Got to the second level and picks up 9.
Yeah, it wasn't until Alex Fawcett and Caden Sizzle on the tackle there. Scott, this is what I'm talking about. When we stunt, we end up making some inside gaps real easy for the offensive linemen. And I think if we can just stay back a little bit and let our linebackers read, I think we're in a much better situation.
Horde wants to throw on 2nd and 1. He tried to run it, tucked it, and run down from the backside. That's number 10 for the Greyhounds. That's Owen Baker. Baker with the sack / loss of 1 back to make it 2 to the 32. I'm going to give it a run because he tucked it and was going to run it.
Give Xavion Baker credit there for keeping the contained so that he had to slow down to make the decision whether he was going to go inside or outside. So, again, a big third down here for the Chiefs here and for the Greyhounds.
Third down and 3 from the Greyhound 32, a minute 26 and counting. Greyhounds on top, 14-0. Keokuk trying to dent the scoreboard. Horde pitches it to Douglas around the left side. Plants his foot, turns upfield. 25-20, 15. Tripped up at the 15, but stumbles forward down to the 6. That's a gain of 26. And for the first time tonight, Keokuk into the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone.
Did a nice job. You don't usually see a double team out on the edge, but that was Diego Garcia and number 5 for the Chiefs, who had Chisel in a double team. And then just a bad angle by number 14 of the Greyhounds. Who is that, Scott? That's Vance Walls. And not really a great run, but just not very good defense by the Greyhounds.
First down and goal from the 6-yard line of the Greyhounds. Here's a fake to Douglas. And Horde brings it down, throws toward the end zone, threw it a little short, and Emerson Glasgow could not come up with the catch, the first incompletion of the night. It'll be 2nd and goal, first incompletion for Horde, I should say.
And we have a flag on the field, an ineligible man downfield.
So take that play off the board probably, as I would be surprised if Jim Kreckle doesn't take the penalty and make it 1st and goal from the 11. But we'll see if he'd rather have the yardage or the down. He will take the yardage as the umpire walks it back to the 11. So take the incompletion off the board. I stand corrected. Word still doesn't have an incompletion.
There you go.
So go ahead.
No, good. Nice job again. We didn't stunt, and that gives us a chance to cover guys and allows our front three guys to put pressure on like they're able to.
2 right, 1 left to give to Douglas right up the gut. And Malachi Douglas with 1 to the 10. It'll be 2nd and goal from there.
Malachi, their number one rusher for the Chiefs this year. They like to give him the ball about 40 to 50% of the time. So if you can get a key on him and not give up some senseless lanes, you're going to have probably a pretty solid night defensively.
That may be the final play of the first quarter as we're at 12 seconds. But it looks like they're going to go ahead and run it. Play clock is beyond. They will snap it with 8. Horde wants to throw. He's going to tuck it and run now. Gets the left corner, and he's going to run toward the left pylon into the end zone. Puts the football in the air. A touchdown run of 10 yards for Brenton Horde, and it's 14-6.
Got to make plays in space, and they were just able to do it and get points on the board. So we got to be able to answer, and right now I still believe that our offense is better than their defense, and so this might be one of those games where we're going to have to try to find a way to hold the clock as much as we can and get points on the board as well.
And to try the extra point is sophomore Cooper Abfalter-Dial. Snap is good. Horde gets it down, and I believe, I don't know, I thought he pulled it left, but no. Abfalter-Dial puts it through the uprights, and it's Burlington 14, Keokuk 7. The Chiefs will kick off when we come back. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt's. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again when guests bite into our pizza. Mm-mm.
Our famous chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And all the sides, salads, and desserts on our buffet.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we hear it so often, we're beginning to think you're all trying to tell us something. We'll take that as a compliment. Pizza Ranch.
Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Ab Falter Dial has it on the tee. We're ready to go once again. Back deep for the Greyhounds, Dimitri Donald and Derek Watson. The officials blow their whistles, and we're ready to go. Ab Falter Dial with the approach, and it's going to be another squibber. Going to be taken by Whitaker off his chest at the 32. Picks it up, trying to move his way between the hash marks, and he's brought down just across the 35 at the 37, and that'll do it for the first 12 of tonight's ball game. 12 in the books. We got 36 to go. Your score after one complete quarter. Burlington 14, Keokuk 7. Back in 1 minute.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again when guests bite into our pizza.
Mm-mm.
Our famous chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And all the sides, salads, and desserts on our buffet.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we hear it so often, we're beginning to think you're all trying to tell us something. We'll take that as a compliment. Pizza Ranch.
Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Back here at Miller Senior Family Field at Bracewell Stadium, where the Greyhounds lead Keokuk 14-7. First down and 10 on the first play of the second quarter from the 37. Gabe Robinson with a fake to Simpson, and a keeper around the right side gets 2 to the 39. Greyhounds in the first quarter, they run for 80 yards, have 23 through the air, 103 total. For Keokuk, 58 on the ground, 27 through the air for a total of 85. Second down and 8. From the Greyhound 39-yard line. Second play of the second quarter. Here's a counter to Owen Baker. Baker sheds one tackler behind the line of scrimmage. Still on his feet. Shoving defenders out of his way with his left arm. Walter Payton style, and he gets up to midfield for a gain of 11.
Scott, this has really got to be the game plan for the rest of the game, because so many of their players go both ways and they don't have a rotation set, or at least not what we saw last week. We've just got to stay steady and pound, pound, pound. It eats the clock, and it's going to wear these guys up front down, and it's going to make it difficult for them on the other side to block.
I formation behind Robinson gives it to the second man through. This Caden Shizzle, and a nice gain on first down of 7 as he gets to the 42, make it 8 of Keokuk. It'll be second and 2.
And really, all Keokuk is trying to do is trying to find one gap blitz, trying to get either 51, who we don't have a name for, or 24, which is Malachi Douglas, trying to get one of those guys in to break the mesh point. But if they don't, nobody's touching until the second level.
Second down and 3. Robinson almost lost the snap. Got it back. Throws it deep down the middle of the field between the hashes. Fawcett has it at the 10 and run down. He's got his old man's speed at his old man's age right now. Down to the 3-yard line. A huge pickup of 39 yards.
Great job by Gabe Robinson to stay calm and collected and to get his eyes open and look downfield. And then just a nice strike. Setting his feet. Delivers a nice ball. Little underthrown, but nice job by Alex to make the catch and get it to first and goal.
Adam, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, if it was 47-year-old Adam out there, that's the speed I'm talking about. The Greyhounds into the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone for the third time tonight. First and goal from the 3, and Robinson had to go through his hands, puts it on the ground. Keokuk says they have it.
So what they're doing right now, Scott, is that if you look at the replay, what they're doing to Julian Perez Hall is they are just cutting at the snap. Now, this is not a chop block because they're within the yard area that they can go ahead and cut. So that just messes with the snap. And I think it is Julian Perez who is down, but we're not sure.
I will get my binoculars out and look. Let's see, and I'm shielded by Simpson. Number seven's in the way. I do not see a 54 on his knees, nor do I see him on the sideline. So I would guess you might be right.
And it is not unethical. It's not cheating. It is just a style that when you're going against a team that runs the ball under center and runs the ball well, that you have to do something to disrupt the timing of the snap. And so sometimes you just get caught, and those guys are taught to dive at the thighs and start reaching for ankles and shoes and socks.
And here's the thing to keep in mind. It's a one-score game, just like it was last week. When you're driving to go up by two scores at Washington, a different scenario in that it's 14-7, not 6-0, but last week the defense not able to keep Washington from driving the length of the field. Now it's not 97 yards last week, it was 75.
That's a good sign.
But it remains the same, the principle that this is not a good thing, that if you get in the red zone, you turn the ball over. You got to take advantage of those scoring opportunities.
It's a good sign, Julian Perez Hall getting up, walking off on his own power. A little bit of a limp. I don't know if it, you know, something that just startled him or just stung him a little bit. Hopefully he's able to come back in. He's a guy who also plays at that nose position on defense. So some guys are going to have to step up.
So first down and 10 from the 3-yard line. In the shadow of their own goalpost, the Chiefs will start this drive trailing 14-7, 9:44 remaining in the first half. Still in at quarterback for Keokuk is Brenton Horde. Douglas to his right. Horde going to throw in the end zone. Has a man on a wide receiver screen. Nice little catch and run up across the 15 to the 20. A gain of 17 by Diego Garcia. Most of that on the rack.
It's a yak. And you don't need to do a whole lot of blocking here. It's just about creating space and having just some linemen just get in the way of some of our defenders. So we've got to find a way to make a play in space. Again, I would sit our linebackers just back a little bit and let our guys up front, our three guys.
Here's Horde on a keeper, thought about pitching to Douglas, instead plants his right foot, turns up field at right between where the guard and tackle would be on the right side, able to work up field across the 25 to the 26, a nice gain of 6 on first down.
Nice job by Trent Hoffman. Got a new number in for the Greyhounds. That's Wyatt Messer coming in as a defensive lineman and a linebacker. He's going to move over to the far side of the field.
Second down and 4, maybe a long 3. Shotgun formation, Horde. This time we'll give it to Douglas, trying to sweep left side and run down and slam to the turf by Nolan Simpson.
And that's what you need to do. Go ahead and stay back. Watch this on the replay. Waits, sees the open window, makes the run through, and a nice tackle.
Loss of 1 on the play, so it'll be 3rd down and 5. Ball resting just beyond the 25-yard line. 2 receivers to either side, very tight on the left side. That's the short side of the field. Horde puts his left leg in the air 3 times.
He
got his slot receiver on the right side. Emerson Glasgow left a little too soon, so it'll be 3rd down and 10.
Seeing some new numbers again. In comes Solomon Cordero. We got Deshaun Kennard in number 62 for the Greyhounds, and that's going to be Brayton Dixon. So we got some fresh new linemen as the Chiefs call a timeout.
Keokuk will step aside for 1 minute. We'll take half that, 14-7. Greyhounds on top, 8:09 remaining in the first half. Keokuk facing a 3rd and 10 when we come back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
No one can predict the future, but at Case Bind, it can help you plan
for it.
Apply now for your next car loan,
right,
and they will lock your rate until December 30th, 2022. Don't fear rising interest rates. Apply today. Lock your rate and car shop with confidence until December 30th, 2022. Chances are, if you are hearing this, you can join Case Bind today. Apply at casebind.com. Membership not required to apply. Case Bind Community Credit Union. It's where you belong. Member must requalify for locked rate after 90 days of original application. Normal Case Bind Community Credit Union underwriting guidelines apply. Case Bind reserves the right to modify or withdraw this offer at any time.
Back here at Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field at Braceville Stadium on Top Gun
USA Night.
USA Night. I knew it was America. I wanted to get it right. America. Apostrophe M-U-R-I-C-A. Many of the students in the student section, body painted, red, white, and blue. Third and 10, Horde going to roll right, throws right, has a man at the sticks, makes the catch but goes out of bounds. They're going to give him forward progress up at the 30. That's going to be enough for a first down, and that's going to be on the catch, Garcia, so they do give him enough yardage. That's a 10-yard pitch and catch from Horde to Garcia. Horde now 4 for 4 for 42 yards. First down number 6 for Keokuk by my very unofficial stats. First down and 10 from the 30. Snap goes off the hands of Horde, being chased down 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, trying to evade the black shirts. He does, but Nolan Simpson says enough of that, runs him down from behind, and drops him for a 13-yard loss all the way back at the 17-yard line.
Man, we got to make sure we're breaking down on the tackles here. Too many guys diving, trying to make some heroic plays, and then it's just up to Nolan to run him down from behind with a great stop. Great break for the Greyhounds. You got to capitalize on it.
Loss of 13, and now a Greyhound goes down to his left knee and grabs his calf. That's Nolan, who looks like he's got a cramp in his right calf. Oh, no, you're right. It is a stinger as he puts his left hand on his right shoulder.
So are we keeping track this year of how many times
that's
we're...
That's two tonight. It's 2-1.
Yeah. Early on.
Well, three if you count last week's. No, that was Owen Baker. No, that was Alex Foster. No, that was...
We didn't really start till tonight.
Well, okay. Last week was preseason.
Because you were right. Upset that I was right.
Alright. So, yeah, last week was preseason. This is the real stuff. So those of you who want to keep track at home, who has to say you were right more, me or Flair?
You, right, because you have to go home and face your wife and say, Kelly, you are right. I am sorry.
I wonder if she'll get that reference. She's only 4 for 4. So I don't know if she'll get that reference or not. Second down, 17 from the 18. Horde going to roll left, has to be flushed out of the pocket, has a man outside the 45-yard line. That's a pickup of 29 yards all the way up to the 47, and that's a pitch and catch to Chase Eklund.
We've got some young defensive ends in right now, and we have got to learn to play outside edge contain. We can't come squeezing in thinking we're going to make the sack on the quarterback, because that's going to happen. He's going to bounce out, and we get lost in receivers.
That was a really nice catch by Eklund.
Yeah, he did a nice job of curling and making sure that he had possession. He didn't try to continue to run.
Cody Whitaker checks into the ball game on defense. He'll replace Owen Bake. Is that Bake?
Yeah, that's Bake.
Couldn't tell if that was a 10 or a 14.
These numbers are so difficult. Uh-oh.
So there's a penalty.
I did not see a flag.
So I don't know if it's procedure. The play went on, so 2 men in motion. So 2 men in motion at the same time, so take the 29-yard completion off the books.
We are not in Canada, Scott. We're America.
Isn't that a weird game to watch when you're used to only seeing one guy in motion any one time?
And then you can see, like, almost all 12 of those guys go running around.
Plus the 55. I don't get it. And a 25-yard end zone?
Plus 3 downs to make 10.
Plus 10 yards wider? That's not football.
That's a big hockey rink.
That's a huge hockey
rink. All right, so Scott, again, outside edge contain. Let yourself sit and break on the ball.
Second down and 27. Horde gets a snap. Designed rollout and keeper. Puts his foot in the ground. Turns upfield across the 15-20.
I think he had the peanut punch.
I think it might have been Simpson who punched the ball out and fallen on at the 22.
Yeah, you saw it, the peanut punch. Look at Nolan. When he does something good, he really gets his V out on his back. He really kind of pumps. But, man, what a great play here.
It was Nolan Simpson with the peanut punch. So the Greyhounds take advantage. Fall on the football, and we'll have it first down and 10 at the Chief 22.
Scott, can you give us a reference on the peanut punch? I think you and I know it, but there are some fans who may not know.
So Charles Tillman became legendary as a defensive back for the Bears and later Panthers for being able to time punches into the football precisely. I don't know. Remember how many forced fumbles he had. We'll tell you more after this. Here's a pitch to Shizzle around the left side, up inside the 20 to the 15. Stays on his feet all the way down to the 10. That's a gain of 12 on first down. And once again, the grounds for the fourth time tonight are inside the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage Red Zone.
Very nice job by Nolan Simpson here to stay engaged on the block, but not to do anything that would cause a holding or a block in the back.
Charles Tillman's nickname was Peanut. And whenever he would force one of those fumbles with a punch, they would call it the Peanut Punch.
Time
and it became so popular in Chicago, as Burlington takes a timeout. T-shirts were made, towels were made. Peanut Punch is just a modern-day vernacular even throughout the NFL.
Yes.
When a player pulls that play off.
Yes, and if you saw it on YouTube, you saw that it was just a tremendous job of timing and putting that fist right in the belly of the ball that made it come out through the backside of the running back.
And that's what's lost, is the timing that's involved. Because if you're off, you're just punching a guy in the gut.
Right.
Or you're punching a guy in the nether regions.
Or
you're punching
him.
Somewhere. So to be able to do that while a guy's running at you and you're running at a guy and being able to time it so that not only do you make contact with the ball or arm,
yes,
but you force the ball free.
Yes.
But it's also part of that principle where you got 11 hats running at the football, so when the ball comes out, there's somebody there to fall on.
And I know the principle here from Jordan Webb is that we need somebody who's securing the tackle and then punching the ball.
Right.
I know NFL, it may look like all they're doing is punching at the ball, but really I can tell you D coordinators and coaches are saying,
let's get somebody
secure the tackle, and then we'll go ahead and punch.
First down and 10 from the 10, just outside the 10. There's a pistol Shizzle.
Yeah.
And Shizzle got the outside edge on the left side, but a late flag came in, thrown back at the 12. So whatever he had, probably going to come off the board on a hold as it was thrown by the umpire, and it is.
Gunner Short really was doing a nice job, and his defender decided to take off running, and there's just a little bit too much cloth that got stretched there. So, you know, it's tough being an offensive lineman because you don't know where backs are going, and so you just got to try to keep your feet moving.
So a 10-yard mark off from the spot of the foul. They're going to take it all the way back to the 20, so 15-yard, I was going to say. From the 12 to the 22. Grounds have to get inside the 1, so we'll call it first down and 21.
Time to bring out Eric Kreckel. Let's get all the 5 wide. And no, that's not going to happen, but don't be surprised, we're in an unbalanced right formation right here.
Burlington can get a first down. Robinson fakes the pitch, rolls right. Throws an incompletion, and John carried. I have to get my charger.
Yeah, man, just a little bit too much of in a hurry. Alex Fawcett was wide open at the goal line, so he needed to make sure, you know, great play call. That action was pretty awesome. So now it's second and long here for the Greyhounds as they get set. As we got, I got to get these guys' numbers here. Derek Duncan comes in. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. These so used to knowing these guys. And now that it's a new year, it's going to take another week or so.
So second down now and 21 as Keokuk had a lineman jump off sides.
I love the no play. They go through the whole cadence, and everybody just stays. I love the no play.
5-yard walk-off. So that's a skill you have to work at, too.
In the old offense, old, when I first got here, our cadence was blue, blue, seco. So to try to go on two was painfully hard.
Halfway through the second quarter, 14-7, grounds on top. Here's a give to the second man through Shizzle. And he's got one maybe to the 16. We'll give him one. So it'll be third down now and about 15 to go.
Malachi Douglas, nice inside read, fills the hole very nicely. Trips up shizzle after a yard. Say that five times fast.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. So, will they go 3x2 here, Scott? Will they go ahead
probably
and go trips?
Coach Crackle, you got wrecked by Crack is because of his willingness to open it up on third down and long.
Yeah. And as you can see, they are spread foot to foot.
Third down and a long 15. Gabe Robinson under center, I formation behind him. Going to plant his foot, turns it upfield, inside the 10, inside the 5, still on his feet, spinning toward the end zone. He might have a first down. He could get a first down inside the 1, and he's just short of the goal line.
They are well inside it. Give him the ball again. Let's make this the third touchdown in terms of his prognostication of how many rushing touchdowns the Greyhounds would have.
So give him a 15-yard pickup on that and a first down. It will be first down and goal.
They're going to measure, Scott.
Well, either way, it's fourth down.
It's
if they don't get it.
First down.
By half the football.
I'm going to say you're right, Scott. I'm not even going to... I'm going to say you are right.
Full football. Full football.
First down.
Oh, come on. Give us some PA. And that's a...
That's another Greyhound.
First down.
Catch my opening act at 4 o'clock every week at break.
So next week I want to hear this. There is a timeout. And then everybody in the crowd will go, where? And you'll say, oh, in the field. Oh. I tried to do that basketball games. Nobody ever does it. Robinson under center. I bet he sneaks it. I'm wrong. He gives it to the first man through. That is Nolan Simpson into the end zone for the second time tonight. And touchdown, Greyhounds. It's now 20-6. 20-7. My apologies. 20-7.
Christian Snyder enters in as the place-kicking duty battle continues. So Gabe Robinson with the hold and Julian Perez Hall on the snap.
Snyder in to try his second extra point of the night. Snap is good. Spot is good. Kick is good. 4:45 remaining before halftime. Burlington now on top, 21-7. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part.
Closed?
So it
Where?
Should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to-go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm-mmm.
Your child got hurt in the last game, and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington. No appointments, just answers. Orthopedic providers evaluate injured athletes who must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Bring your insurance card to the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, 8 to 9 a.m. every week during the fall sports season.
Don't forget to stay here during halftime. After we take about a 5 minute timeout, it'll be the Roberts Tire Center halftime, or I should say, the Case Buying Community Credit Union halftime show, within which we will provide some Roberts Tire Center halftime stats. Keep it right here. We'll also try and catch you up with other scores from around the area. Winky to kick it away, with the Grounds now leading 21-7. Nice kick. Going to be taken at the 10-yard line. Across the 15 to the 20. 25 between the hashes. 30. 35 running far sideline. 40. 45. And finally tripped up out of bounds for kick. Because Emerson Glasgow. Glasgow with a nice return of about 35 yards. And there is a Chief back inside the 25, prone on the ground. And that is number 20 for Keokuk. We don't have him on our roster.
There's a lot of numbers that we don't have, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll try to get them to you as fast as we can. But, Scott, do you know what makes me the happiest? When a kicker makes a tackle.
Well, yeah, because high school kickers aren't typically just kickers. They are athletes, unlike NFL kickers.
And Winky, as you see on the replay right here, he's going to step into the picture and throw a little shoulder in there. So, nice tackle by Brennan. Everybody's taking the knee. Hopefully, maybe we get some hydration in for these
John,
guys.
John, let's wave real fast.
Hi, everybody.
We're on the air right now on YouTube. Other games around, we didn't do this earlier, other games around District 3 tonight as they continue to tend to the aforementioned unknown number 20. Last night, Clinton knocked off Davenport Central 50-27. The River Kings now 1-1 on the young campaign. West Burlington is in Fort Madison tonight, a varsity-only game which started at 7:30. Linmar is at Iowa City Liberty. Mount Pleasant will play host to Washington, looking for its first win of the night. And the North Scott Lancers, also at home, they're taking on the Mustangs of Western Dubuque. Other games around the area tonight, Pekin at 1-0 takes on also undefeated Al Burnett. Central Lee is on the road at Cardinal of Eldon tonight. Columbus, winners last week, on the road to take on the Huskies of Highland. In eight-man, Winfield Mount Union, 2-0 on the young season, is at Iowa Valley. Wapello will play host to Loisa Muscatine. New London, looking for its first win of the 2022 campaign, playing Tri-County tonight. Minneapolis, after a big win over Wapello last week, 41-6 on the road at Tipton. Davis County is at Van Buren. Waco plays host to HLV in another eight-man matchup. And in a 4A, 5A, or I should say a 3A, 5A matchup, Fairfield on the road tonight at Ottumwa, both teams looking to go 2-0.
Scott, I got to tell you, you know, that Winfield Mount Union team with Cam Buffington is really a talented team and fun to watch. If you've ever had the opportunity to watch eight-man football, it is exciting. It is a little bit like arena ball. So, congratulations to those guys, and it is unique to see Fairfield and Fort Madison top of their district. So, should be an interesting.
Unique or troublesome?
I'm going to say unique because they're not generally there.
They are rivals of ours. We cannot give them any credit, right?
I don't want to.
Okay. By the way, I got a note from Matt Brown, who is part of Broken Centrifuge, as they are the providers of the YouTube coverage, and he said 20 or 29 if you're looking for a number. Well, Matt, we know it's number 20. We just don't know who number 20 is.
Yeah.
So come up with a name, Matt Brown.
This paper sometimes is useless to us.
Yes.
So, but here we go. Number 20.
Up on his
feet.
Where
he is up on his feet, and it looks to be like a midsection, maybe even rib injury.
A Jim McMahon ruptured spleen. A lacerated kidney.
Since it's in the front, I'm going to say no, and that you are
lacerated kidney
wrong, and I would be.
Look. I was a math guy. I was never a biology guy. I know frogs have organs in the same places as us. Absolutely, the exact same place, right? Because that's why we dissected them.
You are correct.
No, I don't know that for sure.
You are correct, sir.
Frogs' organs are in the same place.
Yeah,
and our discussions go some weird places, don't they?
Well, when we have these little timeouts and we don't have a lot of stats yet, we get to talk about anatomy of animals.
Frogs seriously have their heart in the same place. They have their liver, their kidneys, all that. Really? So we are frogs.
Well, there goes that question.
First down and 10, Chiefs from their own 45. Horde still in at quarterback. Still no sign of the original starting quarterback. We'll try and get an injury report at some point. Here's a pitch and catch of 6 yards. It'll be second and 4 after Brenton Horde is able to hit Chase Eklund.
Nice gain. And again, we got some guys.
Tackle by Owen Baker. 6 yards
in the play. I get distracted when I read.
It's all right. When Bob starts talking, it's like the voice of God. You have to listen.
You need to do this. No, it's not. It is our old friend, Coach Tom Quinn.
Ah,
so
where is he?
Coach, we're glad you tuned in tonight.
Oh, did
we'll
he text you?
We'll try to clean it up.
Yeah. Hi, cleaner.
So he said, enjoy your live stream.
We have nothing to do with that.
See, now right now, here, this should be another illegal procedure. 52 started rocking.
Matt Brown said, I'm mean, with a crying emoji. Toughen up. Come on.
Those emojis, they can get you.
They can. Hey, let's step away. Timeout, Kia Cuck, back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Me neither.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm and Rocket Mortgage agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Back here at Bracewell Stadium, where Keokuk emerges from its timeout, facing a second down and four, as they have broken the fourth wall and have entered Burlington territory at the Greyhound 49-yard line. Shotgun formation once again, maybe a pistol more accurate. Handoff and a give to Douglas off the right side, and he's got a first down down to the Burlington 40, a pickup of nine. It'll be first and 10, and I just had a bug fly up my nose.
And again, Scott, I'm just always confused as to this linebacker play. I know we're probably going to have Josh Osborne postgame. But I'd really like to get Jordan up here and just kind of say, hey, Coach Webb, are we automatic stunning? Are we
You want to talk down to him.
No, I want answers. I want the
You
truth.
Can't handle the truth. First down to 10, Horde rolls right, throws us. Just right out of bounds. He no chance to complete that pass as his intended receiver, Garcia, was double covered by the grounds. The first incompletion of the night for Horde.
You know, and that's the beauty of high school football, because you really don't know if a high school player is reading something and then sees it and goes, or if it's actually a called stunt. But when we sit back like we did here, linebackers are about 5.5, 6 yards, and they flow with the quarterback, and the end can kind of keep that outside contained. It puts pressure on the quarterback to make a more accurate throw.
Two right, two left for the Chiefs. Second down and 10. Horde going to keep it off the right side, just like Gabe Robinson would. Gain of 14 down to the 26. Make it 15 as they give him the 25. First down for Keokuk.
Just, again, a little bit over pursuit. Gunner Short doesn't normally play the defensive end spot for the Greyhounds. And he came off and he was unblocked, and he was the guy that was optioned. And a nice read by the quarterback. And the chains have moved again.
So first down and 10 for Keokuk as they try and cut into this 14-point deficit. Just under 3 minutes remaining before halftime. The Greyhounds lead 21-7 on the strength of a pair of three-yard touchdowns, one by Caden Shislin, one by Nolan Simpson. Simpson also scored from 1 yard out minutes ago to make it a 14-point game. Horde throws down the right side just outside the hashes and severely overthrew his receiver. I don't know if Garcia ended up stopping or what, but that was a throw that I think Horde thought Garcia was going to run a vertical route because he put some cheese on it instead of putting any loft on it.
Well, he kind of ran like a little skinny, and it was great coverage by Aiden Pfeiffer. But again, this is, you know, we've talked about it now, and here's where we had that good outside contained by Gunner Short. Puts pressure on the quarterback to make that accurate throw.
Douglas to the left of Horde, trips to the left side. Horde rolls left. Wants to throw, now he's going to tuck it and run. He's got to switch the football. Kept it in his right arm. That's asking for trouble, but he's just dropped. No fumble on the play. Gain of 3 to the 22.
Chisel and Nixon on a great job here. Look at this. They hold their ground, make sure he crosses over the line of scrimmage, and then attacks.
Actually give him 2 on the carry, so it'll be 3rd down and 8. Horde now with 7 carries, 27 yards. He's 4 for 6 through the air for 42 yards, so he's accounted for 69 yards tonight.
Boy, they're really taking a long time. And that's really a benefit to us. It gives us a little bit more rest.
3rd down and 8. Shotgun. Horde going to roll right this time. Has 2 men in the same area. Completes the pass to Emerson Glasgow, who's right out of bounds at the 11. A gain on the play of 12 yards. And again, Keokuk now in the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone.
If Pfeiffer doesn't knock him out of bounds, he's gone to the house. So here you go. We're a little bit floating from Shizzle on the edge, and Aiden is not really giving the greatest of chase there as they make the completion.
Here's an inside pitch. It's a forward pass to Douglas. Douglas with one of those inside shovel passes down to the 3, a gain of 9.
Trent Hoffman would love to have that playback. He had him stopped in the backfield. Just ran right through it. So time to bow our next back. gets a little bit more difficult with an offense like this to score because you just don't have room to throw the ball.
Give him eight on the play. Now it's second and two, and Hoard just going to keep it off the right side. Hoard still on his feet, dives into the end zone. That was second and third effort. Touchdown, Keokuk.
Yeah, great run by Hoard.
3 yards on the play.
Just a lot of determination by both sides of the ball here tonight. Both of these teams, this is an important game in terms of the rest of the season, and both teams have to make a statement here.
So it's 21-13, 1:12 remaining in the half, and that's important because Keokuk will get the ball to start the second half, so they have a chance to bookend these touchdowns.
New England Patriot way.
In to try the extra point is Ed Falter Dial, and he splits the uprights. So with a 1:12 remaining in the first half, it's now Burlington 21, Keokuk 14, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well,
1 minute and 12 seconds.
Pizza Ranch.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
Back here at Bracewell Stadium, Merrily Miller Senior Family Field, where the Grounds have seen their lead cut in half to 21-14.
Well, I think we're going to go right back at Cody on this.
Yep, squib kick going to be taken at the 30, hits the shin of one of the upbacks. And I believe that's Fawcett based upon how he's running, but I'll tell you for sure in a second.
Baker.
That is Owen Baker. So, you know.
So 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. Bacon Fawcett look like they run similarly.
I'm going to say no, Scott.
Oh, John. I'm sorry, so, I don't have the eyes of an eagle like you do.
So here's the biggest point right now. We don't need points. We just need to dominate the rest of this quarter. We need to take our time, and we just need to pound at them and just let them think again.
Robinson turned and hand off to Shizzle, trying to get around the right side. Does, turns the corner, but tripped up just short of the 40, I should say. At the 39, a gain of 7 on first down. Burlington still with 2 timeouts remaining, so they can stop the clock if they wish. Nothing yet.
And that's okay. You just want to...
And now Robinson gets a quick snap.
I'm not sure.
And he was just trying to follow Perez Hall forward. Nothing doing, no game. I guess they were trying to catch Keokuk napping a little bit as the clock hits 30 seconds and continues to run. I don't understand leaving timeouts on the field, honestly. Why you leave them in your pocket, I don't know why you don't use them. Unless you're just concerned you're going to turn it over.
Well, you don't want to give them a chance to have the ball.
Final play of the second quarter right here. Robinson turns and hands it to Shizzle. Got the left side. He's got Simpson in front of him. Cross midfield to the 48. Now reverses field to the 46.
Okay, flag.
And a gain of 15. If it stands, half cannot end on a defensive penalty.
No, I thought a flag was coming out. As you watch, they picked up the flag.
So no flag. Shizzle will end the half with that 15-yard run and 68 yards. And I think I said Shizzle gots the corner. Grammar is hard, as is math. We're going to step away for 5 minutes. We're at halftime. Burlington on top of Keokuk, 21-14. When we come back, your first half stats, as well as hopefully some scores from around the state of Iowa and specifically this area. Back in 5 minutes-ish here on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Mr. Scott's going to come on and talk to us for a bit.
I farted.
Nice. Welcome to the district, Mr. Scott. Enjoy John's butt.
But, you know, got to do what you got to do.
I missed out on the sausage.
Sausage.
No one can predict the future, but at Case Bind, it can help you plan for it. Apply now for your next car loan, and they will lock your rate until December 30th, 2022. Don't fear rising interest rates. Apply today. Lock your rate and car shop with confidence until December 30th, 2022. Chances are, if you are hearing this, you can join Case Bind today. Apply at casebind.com. Membership not required to apply. Case Bind Community Credit Union. It's where you belong. Member must requalify for locked rate after 90 days of original application. Normal Case Bind Community Credit Union underwriting guidelines apply. Case Bind reserves the right to modify or withdraw this offer at any time.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from Planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Injuries and destruction reported. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. A fire in Northern California has grown rapidly, forcing thousands in three towns to flee their homes.
The Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office issuing evacuation orders for at least 5,000 residents in communities in and around the city of Weed, nearly 300 miles north of San Francisco, as fire officials work to contain the Mill Fire. CAL FIRE says the blaze, which erupted near a lumber mill, is 500 acres and burning at a dangerous rate of speed. An official in Weed says multiple homes have been destroyed. The National Weather Service issuing a red flag warning for Siskiyou County until 11 p.m. local time, with winds expected to reach 31 miles per hour in that area. Officials battling several fires in the state amid an extreme heat wave. The Rout Fire in Los Angeles County, which is over 5,200 acres, 37% contained. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Federal government stepping in to aid residents of Jackson, Mississippi, who have not had suitable water to drink for several weeks, and the recent flooding of the Pearl River has made things worse.
FEMA support will play a foundational role in our state's capacity to respond effectively to this unprecedented crisis. Recognition of this emergency on the national level will positively impact our ability to bring relief to the city and to the citizens of Jackson.
Governor Tate Reeves, Jackson has long-standing problems with water quality. President Biden clarifying comments he made in last night's speech in Philadelphia, saying he wasn't targeting all Trump voters.
And the president says that those who encourage his political violence or refuse to acknowledge election results are a threat to democracy. America is listening to Fox News.
Ad paid for by the Centennial Group.
Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-570-4871. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve. And you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-570-4871. That's 800-570-4871. Again, 800-570-4871.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders, now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes, served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Back here at Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field Stadium for the Case Bank Community Credit Union halftime show. Case Bank Community Credit Union, or CCCU as we call it in the insurance business, it's where you belong. Your Roberts Tire Center halftime stats. Burlington, 24 carries, 163 yards, 3 touchdowns, all on the ground tonight. Right now, Gabe Robinson, 2-for-3 through the air for 63 yards. Both passes being completed to Alex Fawcett. For Keokuk, 17 carries, 88 yards, led by Malachi Douglas, 7 carries for 54 on the ground. 2 touchdowns, both scored, however, by backup quarterback who replaced Lucas Swaney midway through the first quarter. 2 touchdown runs of 10 and 3 to give Keokuk its 14 points through the air. Horde is having a pretty good night in his own right. 5 or 6, for 8 for 66 yards. Swaney was 3 for 5 for 12. So 78 yards through the air, 88 on the ground, 166. Right now, total offense for Keokuk. For Burlington, you're looking at 63 plus 163, that's 226. We'll get to those scores around the area in just a few minutes. I only got a few, but we are joined by a VIP, new superintendent of the district that I'm very proud to say I was a part of bringing to Burlington as a part of the school board, Robert Scott. Robert?
Thank you. Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome to the district. Yep. I know you like to go by Rob. So
yep.
He's Rob to me. He'll be Rob to you soon enough. Tell us, how's it been coming to Burlington?
Yeah, it's been just really exciting and whatever. And again, for the people out there, they see me, I hope they come up and say, hey, Rob, how you doing? Whatever, I love to meet them. I'm just enjoying our marching band out here, great tunes that we're having, and just it's been awesome. Football Fridays, I'm a basketball coach, a baseball player, but, I mean, Football Fridays are just exciting, right? And to see the crowd and the energy down here, and it's just it's a really amazing night. It's a nice night to be out. The weather's perfect, too, right?
It's a little warm. Yeah. It could be a little cooler. Yeah. It's fall, you know.
We say that, and then all of a sudden you're going to be wanting it warmer.
No. Okay. I'm a cold guy.
Okay.
You can layer up. See, I've always said this, and forgive me for saying this, but when it's hot, you could run around naked and you're still miserable, right?
All right, maybe don't want to go that far, but okay.
But in the winter, you can layer up and it's at least tolerable. You know what I'm saying? So give me cold over heat. any day. So, the feedback I've been getting has been a tremendous start to the school year. What have you been hearing? What have you been seeing? I know you've been getting into the schools a lot.
Yeah, been in the schools a lot. And I'd like to say, during my interview process, just felt this energy, this purple, energy that was just like people are so passionate about the schools and the system and everything like that. And just coming here and it just felt so well connected. So, lucky enough to get to come here and to join this group and to work with them. And I really told the staff that that's what I'm looking to do. I'm wanting to work with them, right, to build this. And yeah, in the buildings, our buildings are looking tremendous. We've got from K through 8, our buildings look great. And at the high school level, we're in the process of taking that to the next level. Right, with the construction project.
Right.
So
right.
Fantastic on that. And it's been a really good fit for me from a standpoint. I try to comment with some other staff members about it feels like home. Now, I'm from the eastern part of the state, been Davenport Central and been in the Davenport schools. My wife's family's from Dubuque. We just know the Mississippi River. So put us on this side and we feel comfortable. And so that's what it's felt like.
And it's really, it's interesting because not only do we have a change in leadership at the very, very top of the spear, but several buildings have had changes in leadership too. So really, you could see it go one of two directions. You could see it be a real positive, or you could see it be a real negative. I think the leadership changes have been very effective to this point.
Yeah. Yep.
And you were a part of a lot of those.
Yeah. And getting the right people on board or whatever, and the vision. And again, we've really meshed well. And even the vision and the mission statement, the things you guys are working on right now in the schools match really well with what my passions are and my desires, for leadership. But when I've met with these administrators and talked to them, our processes match up pretty well, right? Like, so I know that when they're going to be trying to get kids, we're trying to provide as many opportunities for our students as we can, but we also have to have rules and regulations and structure, and they're all about that. So, and the teaching for us or whatever, I've been in a few classrooms, not as many as, I will be throughout the whole year.
Sure.
But just great teaching going on. I mean, you could just feel that, whatever. We're really, these students are very lucky to have the staff that they have here, right? And I can feel that.
I would not disagree, given that I have one living in my house. So I will ask you, you've been on the job just short of 60 days now, I think. Have you been able to accomplish some of the things that in your mind's eye you had thought about? When I get to Burlington, these are the things I want to do.
Yeah, I would tell you, most superintendents, when they come somewhere, they've got to do something like right away. Because something needs help on it or work on it. And really, I've been coming around and being able to visit. And there hasn't been something like, oh boy, that has to change this minute. There's so many good things in place. It's really, for me, it's about doing the 10%er. I'm adding 10% of this, tweaking something a little bit just to make it just a little bit and giving some advice, but also not micromanaging our leaders or our teachers, right? Letting them know, as I said at the meeting the other day, teaching is a craft, right? Everybody does it a little bit different, right? But that you build that craft as you're going, and the same thing with leadership, trying to help them and guide them in some of their decision making. We've got some really good experienced administrators, and we've got some other ones that are just getting started in their careers. So for me, I enjoy that. I really enjoy growing the leadership, growing teachers, and because at the end of the day, it's going to be the best thing for our kids, right? It's going to make our students more successful.
So I do want to talk to you about a couple of issues I have with you. Packers and Cubs.
Yeah, love it. We're going to the Cub game tomorrow. Yep.
Rooting for the Cardinals because they're in St. Louis, right?
I actually just told everybody I'm going to the Cub game. They're like, it's in St. Louis.
So you're gonna root for the Cardinals, right? And then there is a bit of a, I don't want to say bet because it sounds so nefarious. There is a gentleman's agreement that on the first school board meeting after the Bears and Packers play on September 18th, the loser between the two of us has to wear the other's tie. I've got my Bears tie ready for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got one. I mean, I won't have to use it.
You wouldn't agree to the jersey.
You have one, right?
You wouldn't agree to the jersey. You were afraid it would not look good for the superintendent to wear a football jersey to a board meeting.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'll have my tie. It'll be all polished and ready to go
pack
for you.
Big Cubs, and my, of course, a Hawkeye fan.
Yeah, so one out of three, you bet. That's a Hall of Famer in Major League Baseball. Robert Scott, thanks
nice
for coming out
there. Look forward to meeting everybody in the community.
And it has,
reach out to me whenever you guys can.
It has been a pleasure getting to meet you, and I know everybody will feel the same way once they get the
Sounds
chance.
Good. Thanks again.
Rob Scott, our new superintendent of the Burlington Community School District. We're going to step away for the final minute or so here at halftime. You're listening to the Case Spine Community Credit Union Halftime Show. Case Spine Community Credit Union, it's where you belong. Back in 1 minute for the second half here on KBUR.
Thanks
for coming up.
Robert's Tire Center.
your local tire and auto repair service experts in Burlington, offers area customers the latest in tires at the best prices. And the Robert Tire team proudly provides, giving all their customers professional service and superior results. The passion for a better tire buying experience helped them become the company they are today. Robert's Tire Center, your number one provider for tires and auto repair services for 42 years in Burlington and Southeast Iowa. Proud sponsor of local high school and college sports all season long.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
Hope they don't hear me chomping on bacon BLT pizza from Happy Joe's, our new pizza source here at Brakeswell Stadium.
2022 Press Box sponsor. Woo! Thank you, Happy Joe's.
I didn't know I liked the BLT pizza so much, but I do. Hey, here are some scores from around the area, specific early on these first four to at least District 3, Class 4A, of which the Greyhounds are a part of. We don't have a score yet for West Burlington and Fort Madison, but I can tell you Iowa City Liberty leads Linmar 11-0 in the second quarter. Washington is on top of Mount Pleasant 14-0, and Western Dubuque is trailing North Scott 14-0. That at the end of one. Of course, last night Clinton defeated Davenport Central 50-27. The only other score I got was Waco leads HLV late in the first half by the score of 47-6.
50-27, the old max score. Wow. Can't wait to get some film on Clinton and see what they're doing.
Thanks for staying here for the Case Bank Community Credit Union halftime show, and make sure you stay here afterwards for the postgame show sponsored by Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. Well, Christian Snyder has it back up on the tee, and we're ready to get the second half underway. Burlington on top, 21-14. Kick going to be taken at the 17-yard line by Garcia. Coming up the near side, 30, 35, 40, 45, shoved out of bounds on the near side by the Greyhounds.
Dimitri Derek, Donald.
Was it Donald or Watson?
Yeah, Dimitri,
Donald.
I am right.
Make that Glasgow on the return. A nice return the second time tonight. That Keokuk has had tremendous starting field position, this time at their own 49.
Derek Watson can't lose outside contain like that. You get that streak down the sideline, and it's time to hit fourth gear. Good job, Dimitri Donald, on the pursuit to get him knocked out of bounds.
So, yeah, he got sucked to the inside, didn't he?
Yep. So, Scott, we were talking to some of the coaches during the halftime, and we're just talking about maybe playing a little more base defense.
Brenton Horde still at quarterback, gives it to Malachi Douglas off the right side, turns it upfield, able to get nice yardage, a gain of 11 to the 40 into Greyhound territory.
Aiden Pfeiffer with a very nice tackle here. For a guy who hasn't played football, he's made some great strides here in 2 weeks, too. So, but we've got to find a way to stop the momentum right here, get the ball back, and just continue to pound against this defensive line of Keokuk.
Keokuk moving from right to left on your radio dial. That is from south to north down here at Bracewell Stadium. First and 10 from the 40. Another give to Douglas. Inside handoff. He takes it outside but can't get the corner. Gain of two. Brought down by guess who? Nolan Simpson and a couple of other black shirts.
Yeah, really nice job of pursuit there. And you know what? Now it's Keokuk's turn. They kind of want to control the tempo and the clock themselves and kind of put a little pounding on the Greyhound defensive line. And so it's just going to be a match of wills here as we get into the second half of the game, Scott.
Owen Baker in on that tackle as well. Here's a delayed handoff and now an illegal procedure. That handoff was going to go to Chase Eklund.
And it was Chase who started in motion before the ball was snapped going forward. As a wingback, so.
So 5 yard walk off. We'll take it back outside the 40 to the 43. It'll be second down now and 13 to go. Just underway, second half. Burlington on top, 21-14.
Be really nice if we had a spy on the quarterback. If we could have Ford be spied by somebody, because I think that would, you know, help us a little bit.
Two right, two left, fumble. Botched handoff, ball still on the ground, and I believe, yep, the quarterback got it back. Brenton Horde, after the ball was kicked around a little bit, fell on it. But that's going to be a loss of yardage back to the 47, a loss of five.
That pistol jet sweep is tremendously tough on timing. A lot of schools like to do a little toss, and Horde was kind of like in a mix. He didn't know whether to mesh in there or whether to toss it to him, and that caused the ball disruption.
Third down now and 17 to go. As Keokuk goes, trips to the left side. Single setback is Douglas, just to the left of the quarterback, Horde. Horde barks out signals. He's going to throw it on third and long. Pump fake. Flushed out of the pocket. Rolls right. Throws back across his body. Has a man, but well short of the first down. That's Diego Garcia on the catch, but he only picks up 3 to the 43.
This thing I like about Phil Phillips at that nose tackle position, Scott, he's so fast and so strong, he's able to disrupt the pocket. Nice adjustment on the play by Diego, but nice job on the Greyhounds of keeping everything in front of them.
Abfalter dialing to kick it away on fourth down and 14 to go. Owen Baker back inside his own 15 to receive the punt. Will he catch it or will he let it hit? He's way back. He's inside the 10 now at his own 7.
Baseball player, though, Scott.
Fumbled snap off the side of his foot, end over end. Going to be fair caught at the 34-yard line by Simpson, who thought better of trying to get any yardage out of it. That was a kick that went for about, 47. That's a 13-yard punt.
Deshaun Kennard, again, not a guy who's had a lot of time on the field, came clean and wasn't sure what to do with himself as the punter was going, and he bumped into the punter after the kick was gone. Referee felt better of the flag.
If the ball goes through the hands of the punter like that, and he even starts to run at all, kind of like turning left at first base,
right,
he becomes a ball carrier. Here's a handoff.
This is the guy we
good yardage off the right side into Keokuk territory. It's going to be a gain of 21 yards on his first carry of the night. That's Dimitri Donald and a first down for the Greyhounds.
Chase Eklund on the touchdown saving tackle. This is some of the Bryant Williams type of action we get. Caden's a very strong, hard-nosed, fast runner, but there's a bit of elusiveness that Dimitri has.
So first and 10 now at the Keokuk 46. I formation. Donald stays in the ballgame. Fake to Simpson. Keeper by Robinson. Right up the gut. Cuts it outside. Goes to the left half. Straight arm 30. 25, 20. Runs out of bounds at the 19-yard line after a gain of 27. And the Greyhounds are inside the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone.
Thank you so much, Gabe, for stepping out of bounds and not making the most of that. But great elusiveness. Great job up front. Great patience by Gabe. This is where we got to punch this thing in and get points. 3 points won't be enough.
Sorry about all the coughing, folks. It has returned.
Allergy season.
First and 10 from the 19. Robinson hands it to Donald. Follows his blocking left side. Puts his shoulder down. He's got a first down inside the 10. He's down to the 7 after a gain of 12. And I thought there was going to be a flag with all the officials waving their hands, but it's just a gain of 12 and a chain mover. It'll be first and goal.
Nice little spin move at the end. Guys are just starting to drag here early in the third quarter from Keokuk. We got to continue to put pressure on. No need to rush this thing in the end zone. Take your time. Trent Huffman, it looks, coming off the field. Their left guard being replaced.
Greyhounds 221 yards on the ground. 8 more, and they've got 6 points. Robinson under center, once again, I formation, in motion left to right is Baker. Now flag on the field, thrown by the referee behind the play.
Dimitri started going as motion was going. Wyatt Messer comes in for the, I think, I don't want to say injured Trent Hoffman, I just think he needed a little bit of a break. I love Wyatt, I love his intensity and his intelligence, so I'd like to see him get some more reps as the year goes on too.
So the 5-yard penalty will put the ball on the 13-yard line. First and goal for the Greyhounds, leading by 7. Just under 8 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Robinson, turn, fakes to Simpson. Going to keep it again. This time trying to get the right corner. Won't be able to get much. Got maybe a yard to the 12.
Good run. Just missed getting out of that corner. Great job of reading. He knew he was going to get tackled here.
Robinson up to 67 yards on the ground. Shizzle with 68 to lead Greyhound rushers.
I wouldn't mind seeing a toss sweep here to Donald to the far side of the field, Scott. That just like to test that speed of Diego Garcia.
Second and goal from the 12, and Keokuk jumped again. And I think it was the usual suspect, and I say that because this is the second time Kevin Joy has been caught with his hand in the proverbial cookie jar.
You got to love the no-play. The no-play play.
So I'll take it to the 7. It was first and goal at the 8 when it all started, then a penalty, then a 1-yard run and a penalty. Now it's second down and goal at the 7. Robinson, again, just going to take it right up the gut after a fake to Simpson. Gets to the 3. That's going to be a gain of 4 for the Burlington quarterback.
Brought down on the play by number 53 of the Keokuk Chiefs, and we do not have a name for him either. Again, Scott, I just talking to you here. I'm looking at the top side of the field. Nolan's got to do a little better job of faking that ball, but just to let Dimitri run to the corner, I think that might be the deal.
Wide side of the field, yeah. Which is the left side of the formation. Third down and goal from the 4. Grounds need points. Take care of the football. Give to Donald. Follows Simpson, but gets tripped up. Got one. Was lucky to get that as he was hit in the backfield by the aforementioned unknown number 51.
Yeah, we'd love to give your name, but we just don't know who you are.
Should we credit the JV 51? Well, there's no JV 51, so we can't even credit him. No gain, actually, on the play. So it'll be fourth down and goal now at the 4.
And, I love the fact that we're going to go here, and I love the fact that we're taking our time to get the play in. We may have to hurry and call a timeout.
Just under 6 minutes, halfway through the third quarter. Now Gabe Robinson gives the T formation with his hands to take the timeout. The referee, Marty Bowen, acknowledges such, and so the Grounds want to talk it over. They'll take 60 seconds. We'll take half that. 5:51 remaining here in quarter number 3. Burlington 21, Keokuk 14. When we come back, the Grounds have fourth down and goal at the 3 right here on KBUR. Back in 30 seconds.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Bracewell Stadium, Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field. Greyhounds knocking on the door, leading 21-14. Good to see A-Glass with a purple shirt tonight. Last week, he stuck out like a sore thumb with a white shirt on a purple shirted sideline.
It is good to see us in uniform.
So fourth down and goal with the 3. Robinson under center. Turns, fakes it to Simpson, who was the deep back. Straight
corner.
Arm,
get
trying to get the corner. Puts his shoulders square, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Greyhounds, on a 3-yard touchdown run by Gabe Robinson, and it's 27-14.
Great desire and great football IQ. Watch Nolan Simpson. He wants to block. He wants to come back and block, but he just kind of gets out of the way and allows Gabe to get in. So great job by the Greyhounds as we get set here to kick again. It looks like
Snyder in to try it this time.
With Robinson to hold.
Yes, sir. Well, no, that's Winky. I thought they were setting up for the right footer, yep. Which would be Christian Snyder. No, this is a left footer.
Bring it in the left.
Brennan Winky. Kick is up and good. So with 5:51, no time right off the clock. So that touchdown run, which is always good. No time off the clock. 5:51 remaining third quarter. Greyhounds back on top by 2 scores. It's Burlington 28, Keokuk 14, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm and Rocket Mortgage agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Now is the time to finish all of your painting projects. Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Vogel Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
I hope you all heard what John just told me.
Yes.
If you didn't, you really missed out. Snyder to get us back underway, kicks it deep. Going to be taken at the 16-yard line. Bring it across the 25 to the 30, still on his feet. Brought down ultimately at about the 28-yard line. That's Emerson Glasgow again. Another nice return by Glasgow. Not like his previous couple of returns that gave Keokuk nice field position out beyond the 40, but a good starting field position this time at the 35, as there's an injured Greyhound on the field. That's Deshaun Kennard.
And coming off the field, I think, is number 20 for the Greyhounds, and that's Derek Duncan. Both look like ankle issues. Dimitri Donald checks in on the defensive side of the ball for the Greyhounds as an inverted backer.
For you baseball fans out there in Busch Stadium tonight, Rob Scott and I were talking about him going to the Cubs and Cardinals tomorrow. I'll be in Iowa City, but right now the Cardinals lead the Cubs 2-0 in the top of the sixth. Horde from his quarterback position in the shotgun keeps it, and he's able to get four up to the 39-yard line. Nice pickup on first down. It'll be second and medium.
Man, nice job by number 30 for the Greyhounds. Rafe Butheris getting his chance as an inside backer to get some reps. Really read the hole well. Made the stop. They're running just a simple quarterback trap here.
Horde, of course, replaced the starting quarterback, Lucas Swaney, midway through the first quarter. Have not heard why. 2-by-2, pitch to Douglas, trying to get the left side. Bulls his way upfield, squared up his defender pretty well. Short of the first down by about a half a yard. A gain of 5. It'll be third down and about 6 inches.
The freshman, Keyshawn Wilden, along with Dimitri Donald, on the stop for the Greyhounds, but not before a very good gain by the Chiefs, bringing up a third and extremely short, inches, I would say.
4:45 and counting. Greyhounds lead again by 14 at 28-14. Horde gets the snap, gives it to Douglas. He's got the first down, just dives forward to the 48. A pickup of 4 on the play. It'll be a chain mover. First and 10 at the Chief 48-yard line.
Just doubling down on the nose tackle, Phil Phillips, and they trap. And that's trapping Derek Duncan, and that's just kind of been easy money. You got to get those linebackers to sit back just a little bit further so they can see that action and come fill the hole.
11 carries, 76 yards now for Malachi Douglas. Fake to Douglas. Horde's going to keep it, and he's going to be stood up and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Would have been a sack if he was trying to throw it, but he was just trying to keep it and get some yardage. Instead, he loses 3. It'll be second and 13.
Big John Shulka, number 44, steps into the gap and just drives him backwards. Nolan Simpson on the cleanup.
If you had a monster created between Nolan Simpson and Noah Nixon, it'd be Nolan Nixon, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a good monster, not a bad monster, just a freak of nature.
Oh, we got to stay inside.
Second and 13. Almost a pitch and catch from Horde to his intended receiver, Glasgow, but it was just outside the reach of Caden Schizel, who stays on the ground with a cramp in his right calf.
Along with Owen Baker. Fellas, listen to Scott and Kyle. Hydrate through the week. Don't wait till Thursday, Friday.
That ball should have been caught.
Well, I think it's when he cramped up right on the liftoff.
Oh, it was tipped. Shizzle got a fingertip on it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get after Shizzle for not the ball.
I didn't realize it had been tipped.
I think he went into cramp mode as soon as he launched. So in comes Dimitri Donald as this hybrid linebacker safety. You know, Scott, I got to tell you, Keyshawn Wilden, for being a freshman, has played pretty well. He's got to put on some weight, got to get a little stronger, but watching him in the first game as a running back, very elusive. And right here, as a D-back, you know, really keeps people in front of him and breaks pretty well on the ball.
Shizzle gets up from cramp position, which is on your back with leg in the air while a trainer tries to work the cramp out of your calf. I told you humidity would play a part. It was 63% at kickoff.
Where's the pickle juice? Where is the pickle juice? Owen Baker down now, getting worked on by Joe Hesshoy, the defensive line coach for the Greyhounds, along with Scott Lineball. Scott used to get after our players.
At 74%. Yeah.
Scott used to get on our players a lot. Just, you guys better be drinking water enough.
Third down and 12. Horde back to pass. Hit as he throws. Falls incomplete. Was that Xavy?
That is Xavy on the bull rush. On number 52, who, of course, we don't have a name for on the roster. Oh, no, we do. Colin Campbell. Just bull rushed him. It was a huge play for the Greyhounds. One more time. Let's catch the ball in the air. Derek Watson heads back. Narrow elbows, Derek, as we taught back in middle school. Funnel the ball into your numbers. You can fair catch it.
So fourth and 13 to kick it away for Keokuk as Cooper Abfalter dial. A nice kick this time. It's going to hit at the Greyhound 30, but bounce back in favor of the Greyhounds, then hit again and now roll back inside the 30 at the 28. A kick of 22 plus 5, that's a 27-yard punt.
And I'll give them not catching that. I'm okay with that.
It's a bit of a knuckleball.
Yeah.
And it didn't carry very far.
He needs to play baseball. He needs to get out for the baseball team. We're going to catch no fly balls. Yeah, Scott, we have talked at length about multi-sport athletes in America in general, but specifically here at Burlington.
And I may have even said this on the air. Former Bees manager Jim Gabella and I were friends when he was here, remained friends through Facebook as much as anything. He will link a notable major league or NFL player and always link what sports they played in high school because he's a big proponent of that. Well, Robinson be flushed out of the pocket, throws, and he just throws it away. He got outside the pocket. Nobody's in the area. So.
Yeah, I love that rule.
So I didn't know if that applied in high school. I hesitate to even say he's outside the tackle box, and he threw it beyond the line of scrimmage, so it's incomplete because I'm always afraid a flag will come out late.
You know when that changed, don't you?
I do not.
Year two of Zach Shea after LT Beck.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I was scarred.
Consistently.
I was scarred.
You know, LT playing in Colorado, they had that rule in, and he just did it instinctively, and he was just so frustrated that when the rush was on, he couldn't do that.
Second down and 10 from the Greyhound, 28. Here's a give to Donald off the left side. Follows Simpson again. Nice pickup on second down. Going to give him 7 to the 35. It'll be third and 3.
All right, here we go. Dimitri's got a little hitch in the giddy up now. Kind of reached down into his calf. You got to give credit to Perez Hall, Shuka, Short, Hoffman, and Baker. They have not come out of this game offensively. They've played every offensive snap, and that's what you got to have continuity-wise for your offense.
Third down and 3. Donald again. Again off the left side. Has some running room. Still on his feet. Midfield, 45. Falls forward inside the 45 to the 43. That's a gain of 22 yards for Dimitri Donald. And another chain mover.
You gotta love the spin moves that he has inside the tackle box, Scott. It's that elusiveness that we talked about. And again, great job. He really doesn't get any contact until he's about 4 or 5 yards deep into that next level.
And he's been the change of pace this running attack has needed. 5 carries, 62 yards, averaging 12.4 a tote.
And this adds depth on both sides of the ball for the Greyhounds, which is something that you continually have to work on as you go through your season.
First and 10 at the Chief, 43. Greyhounds lead 28-14. Robinson again with the keeper right up the gut. He's got a first down. One more time for the Greyhounds rushing attack to the 29, a gain of 14.
Again, Scott, I know you watch point of attack because that's your job, but I love watching Trent Huffman. He is, after every play, picking up Colin Campbell. And if you just watch He's rolled him over again, and they get up and here, get up. I got to block you again next play. So, I mean, just a great job by this offensive front.
By my count, 15 first downs now for the Greyhounds, 13 of which have come on the ground.
Scott, this, if I were going to do a play action, this would be the time that I would do it. I don't think they will because they're in the heavy.
Here's a give to Shizzle back in the ballgame, or is that Whitaker?
That would be Cody
That'd
Whitaker.
That would be Cody Whitaker for a gain of 4 now to the 25. I thought he looked a little more stout than Caden Shizzle. But
he is the Energizer Bunny. There is no slow motion with Cody Whitaker.
So Whitaker with his first carry of the night, a gain of 4.
Running into this big formation. Looks like they're going to wait for the quarter.
Nope, 47 seconds, okay. Play clock at 10. Second down and 6 at the 25-yard line. Robinson loses control of the football, and he's going to be dropped still on the ground. Covered by Whitaker outside the 30 now. Loss all the way back to the 32, a loss of 7.
Cody's had some practice of that during kickoff return, so that was helpful for us. Sorry, Cody, I just had to get that one out to you.
So that'll do it for the third quarter, unless Burlington wants to try and get a playoff in the final 16 seconds, which we've not ever seen before. And, in fact, Jim Crackle says, come on over, guys. We're going to talk about this. It'll be third down and 13. So to those of you at home, we've put 36 in the books. We've got 12 to go. Put those four fingers in the air. It's time for fourth quarter action. When we come back, Burlington facing third down and 13, but leading 28-14. After 3 here at Bracewell Stadium, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Summer vacation for your kiddos is coming to an end. What do they need this school year? What do you need? I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank. With approved financing from us, I can help you get what your family needs. Whether you need another car for your student to drive safely to and from school, new tech to use as a learning tool, or a whole new wardrobe for your kids who grew 2 sizes, together with your good credit, we can make it happen. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Hey, when this game is over and after the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center post-game show, make sure you tune in to 1360 tonight on the AM dial and 104.5 on the FM side for tonight's Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. You might even hear me, John.
We might.
7-13, Robinson on the keeper, trying to get around the right side. He evades one tackler, has to shed one more to get the first down, and he does. Gabe Robinson with nice second and third effort on 3rd and 13. He got 14 to the 18, and the Greyhounds once again enter the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone.
Each first down, for each over 30 five years, plus Kirk carry, is just another nail in the coffin to this Keokuk defense. You can just see it in their body language. They're just like, man, they are just pounding on us all the time.
Robinson with 101 yards now and a touchdown. Up under center again. Tight eye formation behind him. Donald, the dot, the eye. Donald gets the carry. Follows Simpson into the hole as he's done all night. And he's near a first down. He got 9 on that carry as he gets down inside the 10.
Tough runner on the inside, too. And, you know, as we're trying to make this comparison between Bryant and Dimitri, they're both those guys were very tough inside. But Dimitri has a little bit more of an upright style. So I think that's just something that needs to be worked on. But, man, great acceleration into the hole. Great leg drive to keep going and get those extra yards after contact. So the Greyhounds are up in their heavy formation, Scott.
Second down and 2 at the 10. Robinson gives it to the second man. That's Donald. They got tripped up. Nice play in the backfield by Keokuk. No gain. It'll be 3rd and 2.
Yeah, that's number 48. Chaos Martin. That's a cool name for a football
player. Actually, it was The running back on the other side, Malachi Douglas, who made the tackle.
I thought that was Chaos. I just maybe wanted to call it.
Maybe you wanted to say that name.
It's a really good football name, Chaos. But look at, I mean, as you just look at this Greyhound, I mean, this Keokuk Chief defense, they are just slow to get set.
Robinson on third and two. Play action fake, rolls right, flag comes in. Incomplete pass anyway intended for Duncan. Probably going to be a hold.
It might be a chop because I saw JPH going down. Yep. And then I thought I saw Huffman kind of coming up top on that left side. So let's take a look at the replay if we can get a chance.
You know they're listening to us.
Or not.
Give us a replay, guys. We want a replay. Replay, Matt. Replay. I'm just kidding. If I use his first name, I'll get his attention. See?
Yeah, that worked. Here it comes.
Here it is.
Yeah.
So again, on the offensive side, you cannot engage high while someone else dives low. And that's what happened.
That was a little edgy, and I shouldn't have given it to Trent. It was actually John Chulka. And even that I don't think was much. But, you know, we are about player safety.
So the walk-off takes it back to the 25-yard line. That's right, I'm watching TV right here. John, we have tremendous sunburns.
We do.
Gosh, I don't remember being in the sun as long as we look like we have.
Again, we'll have to talk to the lighting.
I think it's the shine off of our orange placards.
Makeup department.
Third down, 17. Robinson with the keeper, just like Kanye would do so much last year. He's got a lot of running room. He's run out of bounds at the 10. He's going to be about 1 yard short as they give him the 9. So it'll be a pickup of 16. It'll be fourth down and 1. And Gabe Robinson now with 117 yards tonight.
You know, these Keokuk interior linemen, if you just take a look at them, they're just like, I don't really want to even get involved with these guys. They've just brought the lumber all day. This could be a great assisted quarterback sneak.
Well, they actually mark it at the 8, so he may have the first
have
down.
A football?
It is. 3/4 of a football. You were wrong.
Semi-right.
So a gain of 17. Robinson now up to 118 to lead all rushers. The Greyhounds go over 300 now with 308. Burlington averaging 7.7 a carry tonight. So first down and goal as the Greyhounds get back into the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. Here's Simpson right up the gut, and he just pushes the pile to the 4 for a gain of 4.
You got some tired guys on that field. You don't see the same level explosion from the Keokuk Chiefs as you did early on in the game. But Nolan Simpson's in that same. He's had a lot of snaps, but this is where we got to push, and we really need to assert ourselves in the next 3 downs.
So second down and goal from inside the 5. Ball spotted at the 4. Simpson to the left of Robinson. Single set back is Donald. Robinson turns, hands it to Dimitri, and he just waltzes into the end zone. Boom goes the dynamite. Touchdown, Greyhound.
Dimitri Donald's first varsity touchdown as a Greyhound. Congratulations. A great job up front again. As we've said, you take a look at this left side. They're in the unbalanced formation. They just double down. Nolan kicks out. Dimitri can just walk in and celebrate the touchdown.
Fifth touchdown on the ground tonight for the Greyhounds, and it's 34-14. Christian Snyder to try the extra point. Robinson with the hold. Snap is good. Spot is good. Kick also good. 9:23 remaining fourth quarter. Burlington now on top by the score of 35-14. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
With any dream, the wind won't always
be
up.
He's two away, Scott.
The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today. today.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Back to Herb Bracewell Stadium, Merrily Miller Senior Family Field, where the Burlington Grounds now lead Keokuk 35-14. If you're the Greyhounds, the clock can't move quickly enough.
Nope. And this, and Chiefs, this game is not out of reach.
It moves way too fast.
Yeah, this game is not out of reach by any stretch of the imagination. We need to get one more stop and one more score.
Winky has it on the tee, ready to kick it away. Garcia and Glasgow back deep for Keokuk, and it will go deep. Going to be taken by Garcia at the 18. Diego Garcia bringing it near side. Going to be dropped just across the 20. Backs his way to the 24. Going to spot it at the 25. So the Greyhounds, good kick coverage on that particular kickoff. And Keokuk, a long way to go for a touchdown.
Cameron Wilden and Derek Watson here. Nice outside contain. And in comes Derek to make the finish. Nice job.
He really got a good spot. He was dropped at the 24. They're going to give him the 25. Not that 3 feet's a huge deal when it's this far away from pay dirt.
All right, so you have a little bit of distance. Make them drive a little bit. Play, hate to say conservative defense, and I want to say we need to play prevent, but we just can't have all of these explosive plays.
Horde barking out the signals. Turns and gives it to his tailback. That's Malachi, and Malachi up across the 30 to the 34-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 9 on first down. Malachi Douglas now with 85 yards on the ground.
Wyatt Messer on the tackle for the Greyhounds. And again, you know, Malachi's a really good running back. He has nice patience in there and accelerates. He's going to do some things this year for the Chiefs if they can kind of get some of this stuff up front taken care of.
Trips to the left side. They pitch it to Douglas. He's got the first down. Squares his shoulder. Still on his feet. Lunges to the 46. That's a gain of 12, and that'll move the chains for Keokuk.
You know, we'll take six yards, you know, and they got to keep it on the ground. Nolan Simpson a little slow getting up. Looks like he's grabbing at his shoulder again. But he remains in the game, I believe. Yes.
First down and 10 from the 46-yard line of Keokuk. 8.5 minutes remaining in the ball game. Motion man left to right for the Chiefs. Horde going to throw. Throws left. Almost has it picked off. Diego Garcia could not stay in bounds. Didn't come up with the catch anyway. It's incomplete.
Nice job by Keyshawn Wilden again on the coverage. Nice job of breaking in. Little hand in the vision. Nice ball disruption.
Horde has misfired on his last three passes. Is now 7 for 12 on the night for 70 yards. Second down and 10 from the 46. Douglas right up the gut. Evades a tackler, stays on his feet midfield. He's got 4. It'll be third down and 6. Simpson with the tackle.
Nice to see all the linebackers staying back because Baker and Chisel come in from their outside to get in there and get a piece of the tackle as well.
Douglas now over 100 on the night, 131 for Keokuk. Malachi Douglas, 14 carries, 101 yards, yet to get in the end zone. It's 7.2 per carry. Third down and 6. Horde pitches to Douglas. Turns the corner left side, and he's spun down right at the marker by Owen Baker. Or no, that's not Baker. Is that? That's,
no, that's
30,
30,
not 10. That's Rafe Butheris, who actually made a good tackle, but when Douglas came down, he fell on top of Butheris, and when he spun forward, gave him the extra yard necessary for the first down.
Got to get back to basics and tackling. No spin moves. Guys have a tendency to roll out of that and keep moving. But clock ticks on, and they've got to work themselves all the way down here.
7:20 and counting. New tailback into the game is Chaos Martin. There, I said it. Martin leading the way for Horde. Horde reverses field and goes right up the gut. Looked like he wanted to sweep it right. Instead, tried to get some in between tackles, and he got three to the 41.
Another new name to enter into the fray of the Greyhound defense. That's number four, Zarrell Garrett, as he gets in and is going to play a little bit at the linebacker spot, trying to keep some legs fresh, especially for the guys up front. If we get the ball back, we want to have fresh legs to run this clock out.
Trips to the right side for Keokuk, one to the left. That's the short side of the field. Horde gets a high snap, rolls right, throws right. Has a man at the 40, running upfield with the ball is Liam O'Donnell, and late flags come in. If it stands, it's a gain up to the 30 of 11 yards.
The official had it, and Owen Baker comes running up right into Chase Eklund's grill and has to say something, and so another flag gets thrown. Officials did a nice job on the blindside block, and I understand that you are defending your guy. I understand, but you are up two scores with 6:33 left to go.
So one is during the play, one is a post-possession foul, so they will enforce both?
Yes.
So they'll walk off the block in the back and then walk back the unsportsmanlike call.
Which are both point of play infractions.
Marty Bowen talking it over with his crew. Personal foul. Crack back.
Nope, wrong way. Wrong way.
They call it on Burlington, but it's on Keokuk. What? No, they're calling them both on Burlington?
No, that is completely wrong here.
So that's going to be a walk-off all the way down to the 8-yard line after 30 yards in penalties.
I'd come out to the numbers.
Well, you should, after what happened last week.
I'd have a little question here.
So
that was clearly a blindside block, and they called it right. But they called it on the wrong team.
Ready for play as the Chiefs are in the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. Horde rolls left, throws left. Had a man that was kind of open, had some daylight in Diego Garcia, but overshot him out the back of the end zone. And it's going to be second down.
Great job by Caden. Outside leverage puts pressure there. Keyshawn Wildman right on the spot. I would tell you that if I would get into Keyshawn's ear and say, don't be timid. Okay?
Garcia, the most popular receiver tonight, has been targeted 9 times. 5 catches, 42 yards. Look for him in this short part of the field as well. Looking for number 11 if you're following along on YouTube. Trips to the left side. Horde again going to throw, steps up in the pocket, throws into the back of the end zone. That time he wanted Emerson Glasgow and overshot him, so it'll be third down and goal.
Great job both by Caden Shizzle, and if you see this right here, Deshaun Kennard stays great outside leverage, very solid base tackle, puts pressure on the quarterback again, throws the ball high. Two more downs, fellas, two more downs.
So third down and 8 upcoming. Fawcett on the coverage on that last play. Two right, two left. Garcia is wide to the left. Horde plants his foot, turns it upfield. He's brought down at the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be fourth down and goal.
Classic DN play by Deshaun Kennard. Look at this, Scott. He stays outside, outside, outside. Has his inside shoulder on the quarterback and is able to step in and make the tackle. Great help by John Shulko, I think. Nope, that's Trent Hoffman.
Greyhound defense.
Take your time.
Trying to make a stand. 5:50 remaining in the ballgame. 35-14. Greyhounds on top. Four to the left side now for Keokuk. Horde rolls that way. Horde rolls.
Oh!
It evades two Greyhounds. Throws back right side, back of the end zone. And ball incomplete, but a flag on the play. Flag resting at the 5.
Here it's going to be a hold.
Ineligible nice downfield, awesome. So the Greyhounds will decline. The pass goes incomplete, and Burlington will get it on downs at their own 8-yard line in the shadow of their own goalpost.
Doesn't matter.
No, no, I'm...
Hang on.
I'm being descriptive.
No, no, no. I'm just talking out loud, Scott. It's a very intense game for me. A little concerned here. We've got, with Julian Perez Hall, this, you know, they've been very successful on some of these cut plays that disrupt the ball. So we've got to help out Julian, get some guards to step down inside a little bit.
And I will say this, very impressed tonight. Sometimes these games with your rivals like Keokuk, like Fort Madison, like Mount Pleasant will get chippy. Has been relatively
really
clean
and
tonight.
Even Owens run up to the blocker. I mean, I get it, but you got to have some IQ here.
First and 10 from the 8. Here's a give to Shizzle. Follows Simpson around the left side. He's got yardage up to the 13 or the 14. We'll see where they mark it. They give him the 13. That's going to be a gain of 6.
Nice job. Great block by Owen Baker. Just clears that out. Aiden Durr on the tackle, but not till it's 5 or 6 yards downfield. Great block by, I believe, that was Alex Fawcett on that side.
Clock becoming a factor for your Keokuk fan. 5 minutes even remaining in this one. The play clock at 10.
Fresh set of legs and Derek Duncan at the tight end spot here on the left side, Scott.
Eye formation once again. Simpson with Shizzle dotting the eye. Here's Simpson just off tackle right side. And everybody on Keokuk's defense standing straight up. Simpson's got a first down, moves the pile out to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 11. And that was about 10 yards after Nolan was first hit.
Great job by Shulka and Baker. Who do I got? Short over there. And Noah Nixon. They just kind of continue to keep the pile going. And you're right, Scott. They're gassed. They're standing up. They're giving you targets to hit. Shulka and Short just driving guys downfield.
I hate to put it like this, but that play reminded me of the NFL Pro Bowl with the way it is played right now. Because even our guys were standing straight up.
Yeah, we're tired.
Yeah.
We are tired.
So first and 10 from the 25. Tie-dye formation. Nolan started. Make that Noah Nixon start a little bit soon, but got away with it. Shizzle's got 3. Make that 4 up to the 29. And actually, that's Dimitri Donald.
Man, great job. Derek Duncan trying to help out here. Trying to do a little assist. But look at Short, man. He's just driving guys. That's a great job. Shulka's got a cramp. He's still playing tough.
Clock now at 3:40 and counting.
Has the white flag gone up, do you think, Scott?
Well, I would guess both teams right now are saying, let's just get out of these final 100 and 210 seconds without any further injuries. High formation, Robinson under center. Here's a give to Nixon. Just takes it right up the gut, and again, able to peel off about 4, maybe 5, make it 5 up to the 34-yard line.
I'm going to tell you, Scott, I would not be surprised if they get the first down here, if they make Keokuk use their timeouts and just kind of take a knee. It's been a hard-fought game. Keokuk has some very nice schemes, and they've got some athletes. We're not sure what happened to Liam O'Donnell. And, you know, we hope it's nothing serious. But
I was checking next week, 82 degrees, your forecasted high. So, again, need to be hydrated for week 3. Here's a turn and a handoff to the first man through. That's Nixon again. Big yardage up near midfield. They give him the 48. That's going to be a gain of 13. Make that 14 yards and another Greyhound first down.
Messer comes out. He's got a cramp. What? Trent Hoffman comes in again to replace him.
Just that quick hitting fullback dive. The ground's now up to 356 yards on the ground, 398 for the ball game.
And it really has been by committee, Scott. And that's something we talked about last week as well.
First and 10 from the ground, 48, 2:10 remaining. Robinson just going to keep it right up the gut. He's got nice running room in the Chief territory up to the 43. Another big gainer on the ground for the Greyhounds. That's a 9-yard pickup.
A lot of white jerseys on the ground as the black shirts are picking them up. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Gabe Robinson talked about having 7 rushing touchdowns. We're 2 away. Are they going to plan to try to get one more in before the clock strikes 0, Scott?
I don't know. Got 43 yards to go, a minute and a half remaining. I would doubt it. Kreck's a pretty classy guy. I can't see him running it up unless, you know, just Shizzle or somebody on a quick hitter finds open space and takes it home.
That's what I'm talking about. Just, you know, not taking the knee and just run the ball.
Here's a give to Simpson right up the gut. He's got a first down to the 40. Now moving the pile, just staying on his feet. Then he has it stripped. Got to the 35. Now it's picked up and going the other way is Garcia. Keokuk has the football. They have it at the 48-yard line after the 7-yard pickup by Simpson. Before his knees hit, he was stripped of the football. It'll be Keokuk football in the final minute.
And that really was a pull by, that was just a strip. That's not a peanut punch. That's Aiden Durr, number 70 for the Chiefs, who just pulls it out of his hand. So
the final 68 seconds of this one probably will end with the football in Keokuk's hands. They trail by 21. It's 35-14 in favor of the Greyhounds. They have the ball to Keokuk at the 48-yard line of their own.
Burlington needs to call a timeout. Jordan Webb needs to get his defense organized. We got a lot of guys, Scott, walking around rubbing their calves, rubbing their quads and their hams.
So Coach Webb wants 60. We'll take 30. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor John Hart. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for the future. After all, retirement isn't the end of the road, it's a new beginning. Call me at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Burlington on their way to sweeping tonight's games. The sophomore team, the JV team, the fresh soft team, whatever you want to call it. They won the curtain raiser 42-0. Burlington on top, 35-14 here with 68 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Keokuk football at its own 48-yard line. Horde still in at quarterback. Turns, gives it to Malachi Douglas. Hit in the backfield. Gets out of an arm tackle into ground territory. 45-40. Running up the far sideline. Right out of bounds at the 33-yard line after a gain of 19.
Just some tired arms and tired legs. You got to take those extra steps here in the fourth quarter. Get your hands on it. Deshaun. Owen. And then it was Dimitri here. No, I'm sorry. It was Alex.
Dimitri Donald with the tackle, driving Douglas out of bounds. So first down and 10 at the Greyhound 33. 59 seconds remaining. Give to Douglas one more time, this time off the right side. No, check that. That's Chaos.
What a great name.
Chaos Martin with the carry.
Got off of that single block and was able to make the tackle here.
Chaos Martin, no gain on the play. It'll be second and 10. Thirty-four seconds remaining. Second and 10. Horde going to throw. Deep down the middle between the hashes. Out of the hands, off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Emerson Glasgow. Falls incomplete. Horde has now misfired on his last seven, and it'll be third and 10. That wasn't Horde's fault, however. That was Glasgow. He was open, had space between the hashes, and Glasgow just thought about running before he had it. Coverage on the play for the Greyhounds by big number five, Derek Watson.
Yeah, nice job not letting anybody behind you here in the last few seconds of the ballgame.
Two by two for the Grey, or I should say for the Chiefs. Two right, two left. Horde going to throw it on third and 10. Looking right. Throws back across the middle. Throws it behind his intended receiver, Glasgow. And it falls incomplete. Check that. That's not Glasgow. I think that's
number eight.
Eight. So that would be Brentwood. No. Horde threw the pass, so that would be six, I would guess.
No, it's nine. Sorry, Scott. Sorry. Drew Campbell.
There you go.
Anything to help the ball club.
Just his second target of the night, so it'll be fourth and 10. So the Grounds will move to 1-1 on the young campaign. Keokuk will drop to 0-2. They'll be at home against Mount Pleasant a week from tonight. Horde back to pass, thrown deep down the left side. Good coverage by the freshman and the senior, and they're going to call the freshman, I believe, on the pass interference. Deshaun Wilden had his hand all up in the business of the intended receiver, Garcia.
Sorry for the cough, everybody. But, man, great defensive play by Mr. Wilden, Keyshawn. And I'll take that every day. As a coach, we talked about that. We'll take that 15 yards. There's no score there, so.
That'll take it to the 18-yard line for Keokuk, to the Greyhounds 18. So, once again, Keokuk, probably for the final time tonight, into the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage Red Zone. Talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He's very happy he got this particular sponsorship because of his insurance company and mine, and he's getting his money's worth tonight.
There he is. Yes, he is.
First and 10 from the 18. Horde throwing into the end zone. Nice pass. Just threw it to the wrong shoulder for Chase Eklund. Eklund was looking inside. The ball went outside. It'll be second and 10.
Just got to make yourself fade away there. That's where he's trying to throw it. Don't let any defender have a chance. Got to make your adjustment on the run.
So second down and 10 from the 18. Final 10 seconds of the ball game. One, maybe two plays remaining, depending on if it's on the ground or in the air. Chaos Martin to the right. I like saying that name too. Chaos Martin, your single tailback. Horde escapes the pocket. Almost goes across the line of scrimmage. Does not. Throws it into the end zone where Garcia makes the catch. So with 3 seconds remaining, an 18-yard touchdown pass from Brenton Horde to Lucas, Diego Garcia. And it's 35-20.
The crowd in full effect tonight.
Comes out. Cooper Abfalter dial in to try the extra point. And it's up and good. So with 3 seconds remaining, we'll step away for the final time in regulation. 35-21. Greyhounds on top. Come on back in 1 minute for the final three ticks of this one on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I could call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm and Rocket Mortgage agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
The game is in the books. With more insight and analysis as to tonight's outcome, we present tonight's postgame show.
No!
Back to the field. Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Well, it's not quite the postgame show. We've got a kickoff yet. Ed Falter dial kicks it away. It's going to be fallen on by one of the upbacks at the 50. No time runs off the clock as number 52 for the Greyhounds falls Trent on top Huffman. Of it. Trent Huffman.
Had a whale of a ball game tonight, Scott.
So one snap, and this will be in the books, as Billy Big Voice just said.
So here's what I'm doing, Scott. We're going to run a fake 23 blast with a John Brown reverse, and you're going to run like your life depended on it.
Better not, because I just wrote in ink that the final score is 35-21. Let's just take a knee here and go home.
I know they're in victory formation, but this is perfect for it.
Robinson, surrounded by 10 friends, takes a knee, officially a loss of one, but who cares? The Burlington Greyhounds dominate from the start. Keokuk able to get close by halftime at 21-14, but the Greyhounds score on their first two drives of the night, take a 14-0 lead and never look back as they defeat the Chiefs 35-21. Now we'll step away for 2 minutes back in the studio. 2 minutes, Mr. Arnett. When we come back, it'll be time for your postgame show, brought to you by Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, back in 2 minutes on KBUR.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm an avid recycler.
Hi, I'm Beth Fleming, encouraging you to get your bin and start recycling. I recycle to be a good steward to our environment and natural resources. I feel it's our obligation to recycle when we can and reuse when possible. It's shocking to think the trash we throw away today will still be in our landfill hundreds of years from now. So I try to do my part to help protect our future and hope you will too. Stop out to Area Recyclers, 1818 West Burlington Avenue, and get your bin to start curbside recycling today.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The game is in the books. With more insight and analysis as to tonight's outcome, we present tonight's postgame show.
No!
Back to the field. Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Back here at Marilee Miller Senior Family Field of Bracewell Stadium, it's time for the Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. Orthopedics SIRMC, your fall sports clinic for any high school athlete. No appointments are necessary from 8 until 9 in the Wellness Plaza in West Burlington each and every Saturday. Well, Burlington Grounds, John Flaherty did exactly what they had to do tonight, which was dominate from the outset, dominate on the ground to the tune of 371 yards, very unofficially, but 371 yards. Gabe Robinson from the quarterback position, 126 of those. Caden Shizzle added 74. Dimitri Donald, who didn't really carry the football until the third quarter, finishes with 78. Five touchdowns on the ground. Just a total all-around effort. Never really let Keokuk get in the ball game after that initial position of the second half when the Chiefs got the ball on the opening kickoff, trailing by seven, did nothing with it. From there, Burlington dominated the rest of the game.
Yeah, I really got to give credit to Jordan Webb and the rest of the defensive staff. They kind of went away from all of that inside stunning and played back a little bit and let the linebackers read and flow. Malachi Douglas is a very good back, and he's going to find open lanes, and he's going to make guys miss. But our staying back doesn't give them free lanes to run, and so we did that. Then towards the end of the game, our defensive ends got it together and started making a very good vertical rush, not going too deep to put pressure on the quarterback, and then allowed our D-backs to play.
So the Grounds outgained Keokuk 434 to 252. We talked about this coming in. This has not been a competitive series for the winners. When you look at the five games now that have been played since 2018, 25, 27, 17, 27, now 14, late touchdown made it 14, so we'll call it 21.
Sure.
But when these two teams get together, as much of a rivalry as it is, one team, the winner, has
it's
very much outplayed.
Other. Yeah, it's
very
one
much
the
outplayed
other.
The other.
So, and that's what happened tonight. And again, as much as I praise our defensive staff and the players, our offense really did follow the recipe. Pound, pound, pound. Nice mix of play action pass with a couple of counters in there. And a great job of running by multiple backs. You know, we talked about this last week about how are we going to replace all that yardage from one back? Well, you do that by having many backs who can do things. And the one surprising back that started to show a little bit here in the second half was Dimitri Donald.
Seven different Greyhounds rushed the football tonight, once again led by Gabe Robinson. 17 carries, 126 yards, a touchdown, 7.4 per carry. His longest run was a 26-yarder that really sparked that first touchdown of the second half. He had 45 yards on another drive that led to a touchdown. Dimitri Donald, like you said, 9 carries, 78 yards, and a touchdown. Caden Shizzle, 10, 74, and 1. Nolan Simpson, just those hard-fought between-the-guard type yards. 9 carries, 66 yards, a pair of touchdowns. Owen Baker had one for 11. Noah Nixon, a pair of carries there on that next-to-last drive for 19. And then Cody Whitaker had the four-yard run and then recovered a fumble, officially minus 7. So he finishes with negative 3 because he's the one who had the football.
Well, you know, he's going to get his touches as the year goes on. And, again, talk about high-energy guys. Cody's a guy you're going to need. But, man, what a great job of delivering the ball to different people right at the right time. Fresh legs, white room needed. But to me, it all starts up front. Those seven guys who very rarely came out. Some guys had to come out because they were cramping up or they had something wrong and they had to get checked out. But really, they played almost every snap offensively. And so that, I mean, there's a lot of credit that goes to those guys for what they did offensively.
Gabe Robinson also 2 for 4 through the air, 63 yards. So he accounts for 189 yards tonight. Alex Fawcett had both catches for all 63 of those yards. For Keokuk, Malachi Douglas led the way. 16 carries, 126 yards, an outstanding night in his own right. 7.9 per carry, including 7 carries that resulted in first downs. Brenton Horde from his quarterback position came in midway through the first quarter for starter Lucas Swaney. He had 13 carries for 29 yards. Swaney, before leaving, 2 carries for 4. Chaos Martin, no gain on his only carry. Swaney was 3 for 5 for 12 yards in his short playing time tonight. Horde was 8 for 19 for 81. So a total of 252 yards of offense for the Chiefs. Diego Garcia, 6 catches, 60 yards. He was targeted 11 times. Emerson Glasgow, 2 catches for 19. Chase Eklund, 2 for 6. And then 3 guys with 1 catch apiece. Malachi Douglas and Dakota Phelan for 8 yards. Brenton Horde caught 1 for 3. I don't know how. I think he must have caught that. Swaney's second completion of the night was to Horde before he made the switch to quarterback. Burlington jumps out to a 14-0 lead, leads 21-14 at halftime, ends up winning this one 35-21. We're going to step away for a minute. When we come back, it'll be time to name tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. Area Recyclers, where you can have an impact too by getting your curbside recycling bin to recycle at home or stop by the recycling bins at 1818 West Burlington Avenue. Back in a minute on the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. Greyhounds win 35-21. Back in 1 minute.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952. Today.
Back here on the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show, and it's time to present tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. John Flaherty, as always, I'll let you go first.
Well, Scott, you stole my thunder. It's not just 5. It's 7. 7 guys.
I know how you roll, man.
8 guys. I'm going to start with Noah Nixon, Alex Fawcett, Xavion Baker, Trent Huffman, Jillian Perez Hall, John Shulka, Gunnar Short, Phil Phillips, and Derek Duncan. So those guys were the guys who had to make all the moves and had to move all the people. If you don't have that, this offense is painful to watch. And so those guys have done a tremendous job. The other guys have done a nice job, but if they're not getting into the second level, it doesn't matter how fast they are, what kind of moves they can make.
371 yards on the ground, reminiscent of what you were able to do last year when you had the All-Stater, the once in every 50-year talent of Bryant Williams. You're able to match that with nine different guys tonight, which was exactly what we fully expected they would have to do or try to do in order to offset the production of one guy.
And I was really debating because I was leaning at Gabe Robinson because he comes back from an injury, which looked devastating to you and me, didn't hear anything, and then all of a sudden heard, well, it's just a neck, and he looks to be okay.
Just a neck.
And then he predicts seven rushing touchdowns, and he's two away, and he did most of the work there.
I think he was saying he was going to get seven himself.
Either way.
He only got one.
It was a dominant offensive performance.
Well, Gabe's going to hear it from me. You're going to run your mouth. You better be prepared to back it up. And you can't back it up, stop running your mouth.
Okay.
I mean, be happy with the win. And I'm going to give you the Every Recycler Impact Player of the Game tonight, Gabe. That's just how I roll, because I follow the ball. You follow everybody else. So you go ahead and have your little tea party with the nine interior guys that make this offense roll.
Would you like me to bring those guys in?
Sure.
And let you say, have
sure. I'll take them out one at a time. Bam, bam,
that's
bam,
not
bam.
What happens on the offensive line.
But
they
I'm going
to get you two at a time.
I'm going to go with the guy that accounts for 189 yards of total offense and give it to Gabe Robinson.
Sure.
126 on the ground, 63 through the air, and I'm with you. You know that. Again, this is why you don't speculate. But when I saw him get off the bench last week and stumble like a guy who had five sheets of the required three sheets to be in the wind after a night at the bar, I was like, there's no way this kid's coming back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Here he was, you know, and he looked no worse for wear.
No.
And there's a, you know, no disrespect to Kanye Baker. We said this last week.
Absolutely.
But there is a swagger that goes along with the quarterback position. Kanye was not a quarterback by nature.
No.
Gabe has been doing this for his entire lifetime. So Gabe brings a different type of swagger, a couple of different pieces that maybe Kanye didn't have a year ago. They both run between the tackles really well.
Right.
But as we said last week, to his credit, Kanye Baker didn't necessarily want to be a quarterback, but he did it for the betterment of the team and did it very well.
Yeah, that's why he's my hero in a sense of saying, wow, here's a kid who goes back to old school style team play. I want to play wide receiver. I want to go out for passes. Maybe I'll just play D-back because this offense is not conducive to having wide receivers. I don't want to get my hand on the ground and block everybody. So he comes back and he says, okay, I'll hand the ball off and I'll run. I'm going to probably get pounded a bunch, but I'm still going to do it. So that's Kanye. But Gabe has groomed himself in two different styles of offense. First of all, the zone read offense of Zach Shea, which he had to do that from 4 yards deep in the backfield, and now under center with Jim Kreckel's Ibone Veer. So it's the same offense, just different positions, and Gabe has done a great job of riding and reading and then knowing when to pitch. And those are three very difficult things. And then he has a very good arm to throw the ball, and he's got guys who do such a good job blocking that they, when they run this bootleg, they are 10, 15, 20 yards open.
I will go back to Kanye just very quickly because I wanted to piggyback on what you said. What he did last year shows you what he's going to be as he becomes an adult. He's going to be a leader no matter what he does because you're willing to accept the things sometimes that you don't necessarily want, but you make the best of, and he did that last year, there was no doubt. And I think a player like that at the tip of that spear really sets the tone for the rest of the offense.
And you really have to think about all the other kids who, you know, I'm going to go to Alex Fawcett as a senior. Here's a kid who's played wide receiver his entire career, and then we tell him in his junior year, you're tall, you're strong, you're going to go down and play tight end. He's never been down in the box. We had him for 1 year as an eighth grader trying to run some quarterback, which I thought he'd be a very good quarterback. I still think that because of his ability to think and move. But he's done a tremendous job as a leader and a tight end out of this offense when his body type really isn't that.
Well, it was a fun game tonight. Burlington did exactly what they needed to do from the get-go. And, Markeesh, I am laughing. I will not share it on the air. But I will tell Coach Flaherty after, yes, Markeesh, I got a nice chuckle out of what you said. You texted me a funny, funny LOL. But Burlington comes out last week, fumbles their second drive after really, really taking control on their first drive tonight. They avoid that plague. Did fumble a couple of times, but Didn't hurt them tonight like it did last week. 35-21, your final score.
And my final thought here is smart football, IQ football. Really one kind of hiccup towards the end of the game, which I kind of pushed back a little bit on the officials of how they made the mistake of that crackback. But really nice job of knowing when to let up versus when to lay the wood.
So that'll do it for tonight's Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center post-game show. We hope you had as much enjoyment listening tonight. We talked about a lot of stuff. We talked football, obviously, but we also talked other things like frog dissection. That's all I really remember. But I know we talked about a lot of stuff. I'll just go with that. Greyhounds win tonight, 35-21. As always, John Flaherty, thanks for joining me tonight. Always fun. Of course, the Greyhounds back in action tomorrow night, right back here, trying to avenge their first loss of the season a year ago as they take on the Indians from Oskaloosa. Keokuk, as we said earlier tonight, now 0-2. They will head home to take on Mount Pleasant. They've got the Bears schedule this year where it's home, away, home, away, home, away, home, away, home, away. Or home, because they end at home. There's only 9 games.
That's right.
So I got a little excited
you
there.
You did.
But they go home next week to take on Mount Pleasant, who was trailing tonight in the second quarter, 14-0 at home against the Washington Demons. Want to say thank you to everybody out there in listening land. Hope you had as much fun listening tonight as we did bringing it to you, just like I say each and every week. Want to say thank you to Chris Arnett back in the studio, tonight's board operator who got us in and out of breaks and helped us sound better than we truly deserve to be heard. Also want to say thank you to the guys, we never thank them, and I should, Broken Centrifuge. Those guys who do the YouTube feed every night, every home game, we wish they could take the show on the road. Maybe someday they will.
They make us look good.
They make, well, yeah, a little just, orange right now.
Just trying to let them know.
Yeah, I know. I truly think it's, I don't know, it's a little tint, but that's
you
all right.
You are wrong.
But they do a great job. I'll tell you what, I don't think there's a better video quality out there when it comes to high school football.
Professionally done.
Absolutely.
Really enjoy it.
And so if you ever have a chance, you need something videoed, you need something covered, they're the guys I would suggest you go to. All those guys at Broken Centrifuge are tremendous individuals. And before the year's over, we'll tell you who each of those individuals are. What do you say?
We can't pay us anything.
All right, you're getting some free advertising then. I'll take it. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, and there's a ton of them, so make sure you listen. Standard of Beaverdale, Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, Edward D. Jones, John Hart Financial Advisor, Brown Shoe Fit of Burlington, Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, the Des Moines County Historical Society, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Rinker, State Farm and Rocket Mortgage, Sizer's Landscaping, and Roberts Tire Center. Also, I want to say thank you to the three most important people in my life, all of which were here tonight. My wife, Kelly, who was down in the concession stand for the golf team. It was our night to do. Sorry I couldn't help. I was otherwise occupied. Thank you to Aubrey, my daughter, and also to my son, Ian, who was in and out throughout
the night. And you need to mention that Aubrey and her crew will be here next week.
Well, the dancers will talk at halftime.
Yeah.
Aubrey's not a part of them yet. She's only in fifth grade.
But it's still her
Don't
crew.
Age her too quickly.
It's her crew.
I think we're going to be joined by any one of Lily Carlson or Leah Snyder or the young lady I didn't recognize, and forgive me, I'll get her name next week, obviously, but the dance team has been resurrected after about 4 years where it didn't exist. And so the girls were very proud of themselves. We talked last night as I was getting ready to interview Krekel, and I said, come on the air tonight. And then I forgot that Mr. Scott had already been extended an invitation.
Right.
So they have agreed to come up and talk to us at halftime next week.
Well, we appreciate you taking over the dance coach position. We know that your fingers.
No. I'm just asking them about the program. I did not take the position over.
Because I've heard your jazz fingers are pretty impressive.
Jazz hands, John.
Jazz fingers.
Not just fingers. Happy fingers, jazz hands.
Okay. The fact that you know that.
I really don't know.
Tells me something.
My daughter was in dance for 4 years. That's what it should tell you.
I want the bedazzled shirt next week that you have on.
Ooh, I might. Dare me?
No,
just for the YouTube viewers at home?
You're going to be wearing Green Bay Packers stuff. No. That's the other part of it.
No. Not next week. Maybe at the board meeting following the – in fact, I guarantee at the board meeting following the game on the 18th. There's no way the Bears are winning that game. I know it's a fool's – agreement, but I got to do it. Because at some point in time, the worm will turn, and he'll have to wear my Bears tie.
Well, and he'll have to wear your Cardinal stuff.
Well, he should wear that anyway. Just because, A, he'll look so much better, and B, once in 108 years, you can have it. Give me competitive teams for two decades.
We like special.
We do. You do. You're a Patriots fan, you front runner.
That's right. And don't forget Red Sox.
Well, yeah. They're still up and down. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're really, really bad. Yeah. So that'll do it for tonight's game. Once again, the Greyhounds jump out to a 14-0 lead. They're never headed. They win 35-21. Now 1-1 on the young campaign, halfway through the non-district portion of their schedule. And we're right back here next week for Oskaloosa. The Indians come to town as that revenge tour is on. Losers last year, 24-19 at Oski. The Greyhounds hope to repay that debt next week.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Until next week, it's not goodbye. It's just so long until then. So long from Bracewell Stadium.
Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Rhinespitz Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Sizer's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Pit, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.